Well, we shall see. And I'll just report back that my child has made it home alive after school today. Professor Frank Perudi, he's a sociologist and author. Thank you so much. Talking a heck of a lot of sense there. Well, coming up after the top of the hour, John Holmes will be here to take you through the afternoon. I'm going to be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Don't forget, we do have Jacob Rees-Mogg is going to be live in the studio, and I'll be putting questions to him. If you want to suggest what I should ask him, give us a tweet at Talk Radio at Julia HB1. Love to hear what you want me to ask him about. He's certainly been in the news an awful lot this week. This is Talk Radio. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The football's back.
What a chance!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Back a bit. No, forward. Bit more. Now, back. Forward. Wait, forward.
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit. Perfect.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Minions, here's something to get really excited about. Sky Fibre Unlimited is now at our best price ever. Yay! Did I mention it's totally unlimited, so the whole gang can go bananas for catch-up TV and box set marathons?
Banana!
That's totally unlimited fibre for our tiny price of £25 a month for 18 months, including line rental, plus a £19.95 setup fee when you join or recontract Sky TV. Yeah! I thought you'd like it, guys.
Thank you.
Search Sky Fibre. Sky. Believe in better. Available in Sky Fibre areas. New 18-month contracts. Check speeds at sky.com. Further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
A very good afternoon to you. It is exactly 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes and Toby's got the latest news.
Thank you. Coming up, MEP slams Juncker's plans as undemocratic. May defends public sector pay policy. And part-time bookseller nominated for major writing award.
Talk Radio.
A British MEP has told Talk Radio a speech given by the European Commission President today proves Brexit will allow Britain to keep its own democracy. Jean-Claude Juncker told the European Parliament the Brexit is not the future of the Union, hinting at closer economic ties and more cooperation on defence among the remaining countries. MEP Stephen Wolfe told Julia Hartley Brewer it was an anti-democratic message.
He wants to effectively see the end of nation
nation-state political parties by extreme funding of the larger pan-European parties, that means that you will only have a political party here in the European Parliament if you are also in every country the same.
Another £25 million is being allocated to the recovery effort in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Irma has devastated several islands. The Prime Minister says more than 1,000 UK military personnel are now in the region and more are on the way. Jeremy Corbyn has accused the government of imposing poverty on people, despite unemployment figures showing fewer are out of work than at any time in 42 years. It follows criticism of a pay rise for police and prison officers announced yesterday, with claims it's below the rate of inflation. The Labour leader insists the unemployment figures doesn't address the concerns of those being underpaid.
The only problem is more people in work are in poverty than ever before. More are in insecure work. More relying on tax credits and housing benefit to make ends meet.
In response, Theresa May has hinted at more pay rises for public sector workers in planning. Around 1,000 homes are still without power after Storm Aileen hit parts of the UK overnight. The first named storm of the year brought heavy rain and high winds. The north of England and Lincolnshire were among the worst affected areas. And a 29-year-old bookshop worker from York has been shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. Fiona Moseley's debut novel, Elmet, tells the story through the eyes of a child of a bare-knuckle fighter bringing up his kids.
Right. That sounds like a read.
Literally a read.
It's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Sorry, most a bit about the storm there. How are we doing with the storm?
Well, I can tell you in the weather.
Oh, okay then. Let's have the
Talk
weather.
Radio National Weather.
I mean, you already touched upon it in the news.
I did.
So I like the way you teased us towards the weather.
I mean, that's the main event. To do. It makes you continue listening throughout my bulletin.
Yes, it does,
and into your show.
Yes, it does.
The strongest winds across the south will continue to ease this afternoon. Some heavy showers over the north and west. They'll move eastwards this evening. Highs today, though, 18 degrees Celsius.
And the miners of the storm?
And sorry?
Miners of the name of the storm?
It's Aileen.
Come on, Aileen. Right, thank you, Toby.
Go on, Aileen, surely.
Thank you very much for your news there. Very well delivered. Now, the sport is on the way, of course. It's pre-recorded. Now, who's doing it today, Toby? Do you know?
It is the venerable Tim Humphrey.
Tim Humphrey has your pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
I'm Tim Humphrey. Tottenham manager Maurizio Pochettino says it's vital they get their Champions League group stage campaign off to a winning start tonight. They host Borussia Dortmund at Wembley. Spurs group also contains European cup holders Real Madrid and Apoel Nicosia. Only two can go through to the knockout stage, and Pochettino's aware they can't be dropping points at home.
We know that it's so important, the first game, try to win the game, 3 points. Will be tough because Dortmund is a great, great team, but in our mind, our mentality is try to win and be aggressive from the first ball.
Elsewhere, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says there's no way he'll play a weakened team at Feyenoord tonight. There's commentary on TalkSport. And Liverpool play Sevilla at Anfield. With the Ashes starting in Australia in November, it's understood that England cricketer Stuart Broad won't play for Nottinghamshire again this season. It's a precaution following a scan on his heel. And in Formula One, Valtteri Bottas has signed a one-year contract extension with Mercedes to continue as Lewis Hamilton's teammate. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Tim Humphrey there with the pre-recorded sport there on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Now then, have we got a programme for you? Yes, we have got a programme for you, and we're going to bring it to you right now.
Talk Radio.
Name something you'll find at home that has the greatest value.
Heirlooms, teddy, lucky underpants. Oh, love letters.
Sweet, but no. The answer is unlimited fibre broadband from Vodafone. No line rental fees, download and stream as much as you want for 18 months, a one-off £9.95 delivery fee, all for just £20 a month.
Oh.
The UK's lowest priced unlimited fibre broadband by Vodafone. Available until the 9th of October. Vodafone. Power to you. 18-month agreement subject to credit check and availability. Full terms at vodafone.co.uk/broadband.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So it is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. Let's call it a lollipop. The headlines are these.
There's never any good post.
A new kind of e-bike is Holmes.
Why would I say flavour condoms?
I thought that's what you said. Chocolate chili combo. You're right up. I'd forgotten the fox. Yesterday, if you were listening, you will have heard the big bad swear from Cornelius. We enter all competitions where you can win bread.
I don't know what to do at this point.
Is this a story? If you type into Google,
home sweet home.
Holmes. I do fall into the category between 40 and 60. Alan Carr drives a car round the bend.
Everybody needs good neighbours.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
Well, a very good afternoon to you then, and welcome indeed to your Talk Radio afternoon news extravaganza, your news extravaganza, where we take the issues you're talking about and then run off with them in a variety of curious directions. It is our job to offer you something a little bit different to everything else that is on offer on other lesser radio stations between 1 and 4 o'clock. And you join us on the day, of course, that Comrade McCluskey is calling on the proletariat to rise up against their capitalist masters in protest. Except this is the public sector pay cap, of course, except the rise up will probably only be 1.7% of a rise up, which in real terms isn't a rise up at all when set against inflation, is it? A protest these days in real terms isn't worth nearly as much as back in, say, the 1980s when the miners had a very good rising against the government. Although ultimately lost, of course. And then the government made certain strikes illegal, which is what Comrade McCluskey is threatening to rise up against, as well as a rise up against the pay rise. It's complex. It's not like the government could do anything about it, is it? It's not like they'd force legislation through that said they could bypass Parliament in a series of undemocratic committees that were stacked in their favour. I mean, it's not like they've done that with Brexit, is it? Oh, no, wait, they did that last night, didn't they? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, stacked the committees with the majority, with so it wasn't democratic anymore, so they can get that. Oh, yeah, oh, they've done that, yeah. Technically, I suppose, it's the launch of a new kind of government. Let's call it the Government X, where it supersedes the old governments, you know, the ones that had democratic majority, with this shiny new government that recognises the faces of public sector workers, but then just pees on them. And has an animated poo emoji for a foreign secretary. Ah, the times they are a-changing. So much talk about the public sector pay cap, McCluskey's call for illegal strikes on the show today. And hello, I'm John Holmes. It is your 1 till 4 bit, and I expect you're wondering exactly what's coming up between now and then. Well, we will be talking to somebody live from the TUC conference in Brighton about Len McCluskey's illegal strike call. That's coming up. We've got the papers reviewed for you today, as we do every day, by a different diversity. We know how important diversity is in the media, so we do our bit each and every day by inviting a different diversity into the studio to review the papers. It's the Diversity Paper Review. And today Candice is in. And she's definitely black. We will be talking the launch of the new iPhone as well later on. We've got work experience punditry. Today our work experience is Ricky. And he'll be rounding up a week's worth of hipster nonsense for us. If it's hopped up in the last week, it'll certainly pop up in here. All of the hipster stuff that's happened in the last 7 days reviewed for you. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock, of course. We will bring you the opinions on the week's news, the opinions not of just people in the street, but drunk people. It's our regular feature, Alco Vox Pops. Put a microphone in the face of a drunk person and see what they think about the news. And today we bring you a Best of All special, recorded at Best of All at the weekend. Alco Vox Pops on the way. There will be current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. Of course, it's the news in haikus. We find it simplifies all of the complex current affairs. It's breaks them down to strict syllables, 5, 7, and 5. Short form oriental verse, Japanese poetry. It's obvious. The news in haikus is on the way. There will be bonus news as well today as we bring you the latest in the world of, well, we do animal, vegetable and mineral. It's stuff that doesn't fit in the bulletins, which are too short to fit everything in. So a bonus news today brings you mineral news. Mineral news with Toby. Hi, Toby.
Does it?
Yes.
How do I find that?
Well, you're the journalist.
That's terrifying.
Okay, so that's on the way. There'll be a game of Dead or Alive before the... A topical game of Dead or Alive before the afternoon is out. We'll take all of your reactions as well, please. If you've got a reaction and you'd like to react it in our direction, allow us to be your platform. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word
talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Any word you like. Or you can call us 03444991000 using an actual telephone if you want to. We'll take that too. And get in touch if you'd like to make up a news story. It is headline hijack at 2 o'clock. A news lie, something utterly fabricated and untrue, broadcast to the nation as fact. It's our celebration of fake news. But we'd like you to make it up, please. The same number applies, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And at 2 o'clock, Toby will say your lies out loud to the entire nation. And as if that lot wasn't enough, we will bring you some guest action as well. Today on the programme, Justin Hawkins out of off of The Darkness with us. The Darkness. New album, new single, new tour. Justin Hawkins on the programme today. And as if that wasn't it... Oh no, it turns out that is enough. It is enough. It's all right. Let's meet the team. Ginger Dave not producing today. Assistant producer Marta, Asprod Marta, is through the ventana. Hi, Marta.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello.
Hola. She's Spanish, of course. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello. Toby's got the news for us today. Hi, Toby.
Shalom.
I am. He's Jewish. Cornelius is here as well.
All right, Gavner.
All right, all the accents today. I am John Holmes. Welcome along. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons from Talk Radio. Now, we need to get you into today's big story. Regular listeners will know that we don't just throw ourselves into it willy-nilly. What we like to do instead is give you a little thing to... It's lunchtime, you might be eating at your desk. We like to give you something to get your teeth into. A quizette, if you would, to get us into the big story. It's a bit of production colour, isn't it? So you can send us your guesses. How does this song that I'm about to play you link to today's big story? The clues are all there, but see if you can work it out. Talk Radio, and it's Duran Duran, the Union of the Snake. Union of the Snake. It's the noise of Duran Duran. You're listening to it on Talk Radio. But I'm not just playing it for the hell of it. There obviously is a reason. You know what the reason is because you are a discerning regular listener. You know it links to today's big story. You've been trying to figure it out. Cornelius.
Yes.
How do you think that links to the big story?
Well, then? Considering you've already said we're going to speak to someone live from the trade union conference.
Oh, yeah, I did do that, didn't
and
I?
And this has the word union in the title.
Yes.
I'm going to go for that, John.
It's the right answer,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
back of the net.
Yeah, of course, many of the newspapers today, the right-wing newspapers, of course, suggesting that the union member, the snakes in the union there, calling for illegal strikes and so forth. Len McCluskey's likened himself to Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi and the suffragette movement in one sort of sentence. It's a bit odd, but... So what's going on at the TUC conference? Are there going to be illegal strikes? Is that what is definitely being called for? Are the other unions falling in line behind the very vocal hard left Len McCluskey? We will be finding out. It's the public sector pay cap story, of course. It isn't in line with inflation. That's what's got the unions angry. We'll be finding out about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in September, win a Sony PS4 bundle, complete with official DualShock controller and two games. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
I found the car I'd always dreamt about. The dealer said he'd sort my credit out. I said there was no need, as the finance was agreed. Car Finance 24/7's helped me out.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
I'm an old school kind of guy. I don't use my phone for taking selfies, tagging friends, or sending texts full of emojis. But I do use my phone for having a flutter on the footy. And Betfred's Pick Your Punt has made me embrace the new. So if you've got a great idea for a bet, tweet it to hashtag Pick Your Punt and Betfred will tweet you back with the odds. Create unique bets with Pick Your Punt. So whenever you bet, Betfred.
18 plus T&Cs apply. Please bet responsibly. Gamblerware.co.uk. Selected events only. Markets made available at Betfred's discretion. Maximum stake applies.
With Ford's new for old scrappage scheme, you can save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended list price when you trade in your old car for a new Ford. It's a great opportunity to upgrade to the new premium B&O Play sound system. Ford Sync 3 voice control for easy hands-free interaction. And Active Park Assist that makes parking effortless. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2009. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model up to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Certain models excluded. Contract from 21st of August to 31st of December and register from 1st of September to 31st of December 2017. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
To some people, this could sound like someone having a shower. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free boiler services and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound side of the M11 through Essex. Reports of the entrance to the probe being partially blocked due to a car which is overturned around Junction 7 at Harlow. Problems on the southbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands. Through the Roadworks contraflow system in operation between Junction 1 at West Bromwich down towards Junction 2 at Albury for the A4123. And finally, problems northbound on the M6 through Cheshire, 19 through 20. So nuts head up towards Lim Interchange for the A50. That's affected by flooding. I'm Stephen Beach.
What gets you moving?
The smell of fresh ground coffee, the feeling of sun on your skin, the sound of birds singing, or that song that makes you want to move. So what are you waiting for? Get moving with the all-new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Supermini 2017. Seat is now giving you 1 year's free insurance for over 18s with the Ibiza SE and an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
Insurance offer available on qualifying all new 2018 Ibiza SE models. Over 18s, orders from August 1st to October 2nd and registered in 2017. For details, visit insurewithseat.co.uk/Ibiza. Seat Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Characteristic Technologies Limited. Offer subject to availability and eligibility. Retail only, excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we will, and we're going to get you talking about today's big story. Government then have lifted the public sector pay cap, or doffed the public sector pay cap, to use the correct hat-lifting vernacular. Beneath it, of course, Medusa-like lie the writhing union snakes, all trying to bite the government. The union of the snakes, to use the correct Duran Duran vernacular. Len McCluskey, Comrade McCluskey, is calling for revolution. Strike! Strike! He calls, as if he'd knocked over all the government's bowling pins marked illegal industrial action. Coordinated pay strikes is what the Unite leader is calling for, telling unions to break the law to agitate for above inflation pay rises. He then appeared to compare himself to Nelson Mandela, Mahatma Gandhi, and the suffragette movement. So has Len McCluskey thrown himself under a horse that can't hope to win? Suffragette reference there. Or will his rallying cry at the TUC conference usher in a new wave of union power? Back to where they were before Mrs. Thatcher killed its Medusa by holding up a mirror marked, "Crush them." Line to talk us through it is Christina McInnay. She's Assistant General Secretary at Unison. She's at the TUC conference in Brighton. So, Len McCluskey, Christina, is he the new Nelson Mandela or is he the new Arthur Scargill?
Oh, honestly, I don't want to comment on general secretaries of other trade unions and their perception of themselves or others' perception. I think it's perhaps... I think there's a slight difference, isn't there, in terms of scale and impact, in terms of the legislation that we have and the kind of struggles that somebody like Nelson Mandela had. So probably best to swiftly move on, I think.
Fair enough. Well, what's the position? Because we've been hearing a lot of, you know, of course it depends on which paper you read today, but as to whether this is a good thing or a bad thing, the calling of a coordinated pay strike. There's the whole legality mentioned, of course, that's part of it. Bring us up to speed, Christina. Where are we now?
Well, I think you have to bear in mind that this is the TUC. You get a lot of general secretaries here, and you also get, if I may say so, a bit of grandstanding. But taking unlawful industrial action is a pretty big step, and I expect any union that's considering it will look very seriously at what the potential would be. Certainly for my union, for Unison, our view is very much that we're in a slightly different world now. We don't like the legislation, and we have to do things smarter and in a different way. So we'll be looking at... We're looking at a kind of campaign which is about how can we influence MPs and the government. So we're very much focusing our members, who are people who are teaching assistants, healthcare assistants, nurses, you know, school meals workers, those types of people. We're focusing them and saying, go and speak to your local MP, particularly if it's a Conservative MP, and just say to them, this is what the pay freeze has and the pay cap has meant to me and my family. You know, we've had to go for... people are looking at food banks. They're going to payday loans. They're cutting back on meals. They're panicking about any unexpected expenses, like their car breaking down or whatever.
Yeah.
And actually bring home to MPs the human cost of this pay cap and what it's meant for them.
Well, you're right, because it's easy to dehumanise in a way, isn't it, with the headlines and the broad overview. But the fact that it does affect real people and has done for, I think, is it 7 years now, in terms of this cap. But the government obviously said yesterday that about the lifting of it, it was 2% for police, I think 1.7% for prison officers or the other round. Talk us through why it doesn't work at that level because of inflation.
Okay, so inflation has been running higher than pay awards for the past 7 years.
Yeah.
Inflation has gone up roughly from about, I think it's about 22% in that period. And public sector pay increases have gone up about 5% in that period. Slight variations, but that's roughly what's happened. So you can see that the cumulative effect of year-on-year inflation and a year-on-year below-inflation pay increase is actually equivalent to a pay cut. So if everything you're buying is going up by 2.9%, 3%, 5%, and you're still only getting a 1% increase, then obviously you're having to spend more to buy the same things, which means it's equivalent to a pay cut.
Are we in the situation, or are we in danger of the situation? Because obviously back in the 1970s, you know, Edward Heath put a cap on the public sector pay to try and combat inflation. Are we in danger that if we do start increasing the public sector pay, we are looking at a huge rise in inflation?
I don't. All of the estimates are that there won't be a huge rise in inflation. What we're looking for is an element of catch-up. We want our members to be receiving pay increases and a commitment from the government that these will be funded pay increases. Because it's all very well saying to organisations, employers, yeah, go ahead, you can pay more than 1%. But if you don't get the money for it from the government, then all you're doing is just passing on the costs basically to the public by saying we're going to cut services and cut jobs. So it's about making sure that we get this funded. And all the estimates are that it won't have huge inflationary. I mean, we're not going to be getting 10%, let's be honest here, right? So we don't think there would be a huge inflationary impact if they actually release the public sector pay cap.
Right, and where does the money come from? That's the question, of course, that needs to be asked, and always is in these situations, because it's going to cost roughly, is it 9 billion or something for a 5% pay rise? So where does that come from?
Right, so our answer to that has always been governments take political decisions about how they raise revenue for the country and indeed how they spend that revenue. So they make political decisions every day about that. So for example, something like corporation tax, in 2010 that was, I think it was 27%. So that's the tax on the profits that big companies make.
Yeah.
That's now been cut by this government to 19%, and each 1% cut represents about 1.6 billion in lost revenue. So governments take those decisions about who they will give tax cuts to, how they will fund certain things. So, you know, they found the money for, despite there being no magic money tree, they suddenly found money to fund the DUP.
DUP, yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah, they did,
they fund, you know, they're talking about renewing Trident. They put money into projects.
HS2, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, all of these things are political decisions that politicians take. Now, what we're saying to them is, if we're a country that depends on having and prides itself on having good quality public services like the NHS, like a proper care system, like good education system, then you have to fund it properly. And you have to make the case to the public about why that's important.
Do you think this is the return of union power, the beginning of the return of union power? Because it was decimated by Thatcher in the 80s. There were 12 million union members, I think, in the country in the late 70s. That was halved in a decade after she, sort of tried to crush those unions. Are we looking at a sort of, for the first time since then, a sort of sense of a more powerful union body?
I think what you're looking at now is a sense of that people really feel the injustice of what's been happening for the past 7 years and feel, you know what, workers have taken enough of a hit and it's time. So I think it's about unions having a stronger, more powerful voice. But we can't get away from the fact that this government, we have the most draconian trade union legislation probably certainly in Europe. I wouldn't say in the world, but certainly in Europe, we have the most draconian trade union legislation.
And that was as a result of Mrs. Thatcher, presumably.
It was, absolutely, yeah. And it's been built on by, you know, David Cameron brought in, even in some senses, even more drastic in some ways. And, you know, the chances of being able to take a lawful strike in this country, and you consider the right to withdraw your labour is a fundamental human right. And we've made it so difficult in this country for people to do
but
that.
But when that happened back in the sort of 70s, well, 70s and 80s, you know, and when even grave diggers went on strike and the streets were full of rubbish and everything else, was it not the legislation to sort of prevent that from happening to, because obviously that affected the public greatly, which I know is the point, but
yeah,
but what, you know, grave diggers and rubbish in the streets and rats and all the rest of it in 3 day weeks, you know, are we not looking at going back to that, or are we?
Well, given the legislation in this country, it's extremely unlikely, would be my view. Yeah. But having said that, I think the pendulum has swung far too far in the other direction, and now it's almost impossible to have a lawful industrial action. Not impossible, but it's incredibly difficult to do it, particularly when you're talking about large public sector organisations where, you know, many of our members do jobs that they know, you know, the public and indeed those people who are most vulnerable depend on. So if you're a care worker, if you're a nurse, if you're a healthcare assistant in the hospital, you know that withdrawing your labour has an immediate impact on people and the public and the patients and the clients that you look after. And it's a very serious step for our members to take, so, which is why I have to say Unison's not a union, that we don't threaten strike action very often. Mm. And when we do, we take it seriously and we take our members with us. So that's
so
what we do.
There is a threat of strike action from Unison.
There is a threat, of course there is, that's not our first priority. Our members don't want us to stand here and to grandstand about strike action.
Would it be legal? Would it be legal strike action though? Would you?
We'd be looking. I mean, we want to. If we call a strike, we want to make sure that we can get 50% of our members
to make it legal.
To make it legal, yeah. Okay. I mean, why wouldn't you want to? Why wouldn't you be taking a strike?
But if you don't get that 50%, are you still going to do it, given Len McCluskey's call for it?
We're a long way away from that, and I think all unions are pretty much a long way away from that, if I'm being absolutely honest.
Okay.
And I think we need to look at all the other steps. As I say, our low-paid members don't want us to, because when you take strike action, you lose money. And so our aim is to get people a decent and fair pay increase, not to have them out on strike where they're losing money.
Okay, final question, of course. I mentioned at the beginning where we came in, we said Len McCluskey was sort of comparing himself to Nelson Mandela. Also, he used the words Mahatma Gandhi. Would you ever like to see Len McCluskey in a loincloth?
You know, you can ask that, but I couldn't possibly tell you.
Christina, thank you very much for joining us. Christina McInay there, Assistant General Secretary at Unison, has probably never been asked that question before. She's at the Trade Union Conference in Brighton. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons, and I think we heard there that they wouldn't consider illegal strike action. They're a very long way away from that, which perhaps is countermanding some of the headlines today. But anyway, there we are. Talk Radio in the Afternoons, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And at 1:32, Toby's got the latest news.
Thank you. A private healthcare firm has agreed to pay over £27 million into a compensation fund for victims of rogue surgeon Ian Patterson. He was jailed for 20 years in April after being found guilty of carrying out unnecessary breast operations on patients. Spire has announced it's putting the cash into the fund, which will be distributed among up to 750 victims. Talk Radio has been told Britain has effectively saved its democracy by voting for Brexit. It follows a speech by European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker this morning. He referred to EU countries tightening economic ties, more joining the euro, and more cooperation on defence after Britain leaves. But independent British MEP Stephen Wolfe told Julia Hartley Brewer the remaining members are having those changes imposed on them.
I'm thinking here about the undemocratic nature for the people of Europe who are going to see all these changes without even a treaty change.
The Prime Minister has hinted at more pay rises for public sector workers after announcing changes for police and prison officers yesterday. She says the government will work on the issue in the lead-up to the budget in November. Another £25 million of government money is being allocated to the recovery effort in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Irma has devastated several islands. More than 1,000 UK military personnel are now in the region. More are on their way. And around 1,000 homes are still without power after Storm Aileen hit parts of the UK overnight. The first named storm of the year brought heavy rain and gales to parts of northern England and the Midlands. Now your weather, the strongest winds across
Come on, Aileen!
Yes, go away, Aileen. The strongest winds across the south continuing to ease this afternoon, which suggests that Aileen is listening. Some heavy showers over the north and west, moving eastwards this evening, highs of 18 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. Toby has your news. He's with us on the half hour all afternoon, I'm pleased to say. And that means he'll be back at 2 o'clock with the latest bulletin. But that is a bulletin with a difference, isn't it, Toby?
So I've heard.
Because it will contain a lie. A made-up news lie. We call it headline hijack. We'd like you to make the news.
Do you mean
lie.
We're running Theresa May quotes again?
Yes. Very good. But no. Unless she wants to send one in, which is fine. The number's the same for her, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Headline hijack on the way next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I don't know about you, but it disturbs me when Paul Ross goes... Anyway, headline hijack... This is a bit weird, isn't it? It's headline hijack. Your chance to make up the news. That's what it is. Make something up out of words and sentences that you know. Send it to us and you could find your work broadcast to the nation as actual truth. Here's the reason we do it. It's to confuse people not paying attention to this bit of the programme. Those who may have even popped out for lunch. How dare they? And don't listen to this. And get back to their desk at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, they hear the news. Naturally, the news sounds real, so they believe it. And rightly so, for 99% of it. But in there will be a made-up news story. We call it Headline Hijack and we'd like you to supply it, please. Here's what's been coming in. Cornelius has some.
This one's from Roger, who says that Boris Johnson has caused uproar on his trip to the British Virgin Islands after handing an Allen key to a hurricane survivor and telling him to get on with it. The young boy, aged 6, took the Allen key in front of the cameras and looked confused. Boris has since apologised and promised to stand around in a high-visibility jacket and look like he is helping.
Which is... you saw some footage of this earlier. He is doing that.
Oh, that's so nice.
He's managed to do that wonderfully.
Just while the cameras are rolling, obviously. Oh,
the rest of the time he's just sort of laughing. Twitter has announced they're going to verify abusive internet trolls. Now, this has come in from Dean with red ticks. Now, you know how some people on Twitter have blue tick, a blue tick.
People of note.
Is that what
I
they call
think
them?
Is the term.
They
now,
are
yeah.
they are verified, aren't they, on Twitter, to denote that they are a person of denote. but that which is fine. But now they're going to do red ticks for abusive internet trolls, which I think is a good idea.
Yeah,
that actually makes some sense because at least then you know if you sort of go, oh, all right, this person. You look, you get some abuse, which of course we all do. But you look at that and you go, oh no, it's a registered verified internet troll. So I know not to take any notice of this. Because otherwise you have to look at the troll's timeline to work out what sort of person they are. If Twitter told you up front, red tick, troll, you go, yep, okay, fine, don't need to interact with that. This is a good idea.
Definitely, yeah.
I like to think that our headline hijack feature is very much the sort of... it's a nursery for future ideas, isn't it? As where we can grow them.
Definitely.
And for them to become reality. So these are, you know, it's like Dragon's Den. In a way.
Oh, it's exactly like Dragon's Den.
Anyway,
that's why we sit with just wads of cash on the desk
right. That's what it is. That's actually Edith Bowman's money. They are hoping that this will deter people from online abuse, but some critics have said, of course, that the red tick might become a badge of honour, which is also true.
Like the ASBO.
Bit like the ASBO used to be, sort of online ASBO. Yeah. Perhaps there should be a curfew on Twitter as well, where people aren't allowed to tweet after 8 o'clock or something. Just, you know, because if there's an internet troll and they've had a drink, it just gets worse.
I was going to say, I don't think internet trolls really go by timescales. It probably doesn't get that worse in the evening. People are just horrible all day round.
That's true, actually. What's this? A new law has come into force today in America, preventing the use of foot-led technology. Now, this is security concerns after the protection of toe print technology. So this is the new Apple iPhone's out today with face technology. The next one, the Apple XI, has already been leaked, is going to be toe print technology.
Oh, is it?
Because when the face thing inevitably doesn't work very well, because of people making funny, you know, might not have the same face on that they did when they registered their face to get into their phone.
Where if you put on weight over time, my face, sometimes balloons and then goes back to
right. Your phone
chiseled.
Your phone would say to you, this can't be your phone, you fat git, wouldn't it? It's a little, Siri should pop up and just go, oi, fatso, not your phone. Well, what about people in a...
They'd have to get a red verified ticket if it was doing that.
What about people in hijabs and stuff? What about that? Can they not have iPhones? Because if it recognises that, anyone with a hijab
can then rob
the phone of someone else who had one. So, you know, people haven't thought about this. But anyway, toe print technology. So the new Apple iSock they've had to withdraw it. The Samsung Galaxy toe ring and the Sony e-anklet have all had to be taken off the market due to that technology. Anyway, get in touch, why don't you? Make up a news story. You could find your own words coming out of Toby's mouth in around 20 minutes' time. The lines are open, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere.
If you'd like to call us for whatever reason, you can, because there's a telephone in here. 0344 499 1000. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. We'll do the Diversity Paper Review next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever...
It tastes like a cake's fallen into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's amore. When you're on the city and the footy's on TV, that's amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
The first thing you'll notice when you open the new Screwfix catalogue is just how many brand new products there are inside. The second thing you'll notice is how everyone else suddenly wants a look. Oi, get your own. Pick up your free copy of the new Screwfix catalogue today from any of our 530 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in Branksome through Dorset at the moment. Pool Road, the A35, closed both ways. That's due to a multi-vehicle accident near to the A33A junction at the County Gate roundabout. Police are on scene there, directing traffic. Problems in Gloucestershire for Severn Road Bridge, the M48. Strong winds mean restrictions around junction 1 for the A403. And to the A11 in Norfolk, through Attleborough. A broken down lorry partially blocks the road as you approach the London Road junction. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
What gets you moving? The smell of fresh ground coffee? The feeling of sun on your skin? The sound of birds singing? Or that song that makes you want to move? So what are you waiting for? Get moving with the all-new Seat Ibiza. It's Auto Express's best Supermini 2017. Seat is now giving you 1 year's free insurance for over 18s with the Ibiza SE and an extra £500 off for a limited time only.
Insurance offer available on qualifying all new 2018 Ibiza SE models. Over 18s, orders from August 1st to October 2nd and registered in 2017. For details, visit insurewithseat.co.uk/Ibiza. Seat Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Characteristic Technologies Limited. Offer subject to availability and eligibility. Retail only, excludes Seat Scrappage Incentive Scheme. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with Essential Debate. Big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved. This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed we shall. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's just coming up to a quarter to a time. Now, before we go through the papers and the what's trending kind of malarkey, we are, well, we, of course we've been sticking our head into the news today. We've been talking to the Assistant General Secretary of Unison about the public sector pay cap from down there in Brighton at the TUC conference. So we're talking iPhone X launch, of course, today on the
iPhone program. 10, grandad.
The iPhone X launch. If they wanted me to call it 10, they should have put the number 10.
Well, no, because you might have thought it was 10 or something. You're determined
that's
to get it wrong.
At least binary. But now it's an X. It's an iPhone X. Also, it can't be 10 because there's not a 9.
Isn't there?
No!
What?
There's not an iPhone 9.
I thought, because when I read it in the paper, I was like, oh, I'm 5 iPhones behind.
No, there's not an iPhone 9.
Is there not?
No.
So I'm only 4 iPhones
there's
behind.
An iPhone 8, which also came out yesterday, but then the iPhone X.
Oh.
It's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around
Don't worry, Cornelius. I know the whole news to you is complicated, but we're here to help you and anyone else who has trouble. What we do is we take current affairs, the most complex issues, and then we break them down to their component parts to make it easy to understand. How do you do that? Well, you use Japanese poetry. Short form oriental verse. 5 syllables. 7 syllables. 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
M. Theresa May doffs her pay cap to coppers and prison guards.
You see, it's helpful, isn't it? The news in haikus. So, we bring you newspaper reviewing. Yeah, so what, John, I hear you say? All the programmes on all the networks do that. Yeah, but we do it each and every day with a different diversity. It's part of our commitment to diversity in the media, which we know is a hot topic. And the way we tackle it is by getting a different diversity in here each day to review the papers. Today it's the return of Candice, who is...
I'm identifying as a brown female today,
John. A brown female. That's how she's identifying. So what have you been looking at today, Candice? What's in the papers today?
Well, I couldn't help but join this whole conversation off the iPhone.
Yeah.
Let's continue it. Do you know what I mean?
Kind of. Yeah.
Is it X?
It's a huge
is it 10? It's a huge story. I didn't watch the live footage because I have better things.
You've got a life?
I've got a life. Yeah, exactly so, yeah. That. But I think it's... I'm calling it ex-con, sorry. Just because I think
it's... He is an ex-con as well.
I think it's 10 years since the first iPhone came out, from what I read. Could be wrong, but that's what I read.
Right.
So it's, that's where they've done the
whole... But they've definitely missed the 9 out. It, yeah. You know, it goes iPhone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I know why this is. Is when they bought the iPhone 2 out.
Yeah.
I took out the trademark on iPhone 9.
Oh.
I thought, I won't do the iPhone 3, too obvious.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, and now, so, and they can't get that back from you?
No.
Apple versus...
Mendes.
Mendes and Core.
The big Apple versus Mendes.
And you've won it.
Yeah.
Good work. Well done.
Oh, I took out
iPhone 10, which is why I've had to go for X.
So, really?
the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know if you're kind of... Are you an iPhone person or an Android person?
I'm iPhone.
Okay.
Simply because I think I had one early on and it linked up with other things I own.
Yeah,
so
same,
there was no
yeah.
point in going to Android because that would have complicated everything far too much. But I... I'm not one that keeps up with it.
No.
At all. I have an iPhone and then it lasts as long as it lasts or until my contract comes up and they... But I had to sort of I just literally about 2 weeks ago got the iPhone 7. So that's
okay.
And the only reason I did it was because the headphone socket on my old one broke. I didn't need a new phone apart from that. It doesn't do anything different as far as I can tell. So I don't need to keep up with it.
I don't know why they did that whole removal of the headphone jack thing. It's like, oh yes, you know, it's thinner, it's less space. That's why you don't have a headphone.
Well, it's
so
not really.
Rubbish.
It isn't, you know.
It's so rubbish. I'm still rocking my iPhone 6 and I'm going to hold out until it literally breaks down. Do you know what I mean?
So this... So the new one we know has animated dancing poo emoji.
Yeah,
I mean, they're charging £1,000 for that.
It's so silly.
Who wants to spend £1,000 on dancing poo?
Do you know all I want, John? Is for the iPhone just to charge up properly for a long time. That's I don't want
you're
much.
Not much, do you?
Do you know what I mean?
Do you not want facial recognition technology?
No,
do you not?
No, I'm not really fussed about that.
We're not sure about this face technology because you've obviously been reading about
it.
But how is it, does it work with people? Because a lot of people on social media today are saying, right now, in fact, as it's still trending as a story, are saying, okay, I wear a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
If I take the picture of my face fully made up to go out or something and then wear no makeup the next morning, is it still going to recognise me? I mean, accurate
is it done by eye scan? Like
no, that's a retina scan. That's a different...
Is that not how it's done?
This is face recognition.
It's been around for years. My brother, about 5 years ago, definitely had a phone that could open on recognisation of his face. I'm certain of it, yeah. I'm certain this has already been a thing, and it has for years. But it's just really annoying and slow, so everyone just still used your... It weren't on the iPhones, it was on one of the other ones.
Oh, I see. So they just catch up with that.
Yeah.
I have no truck with... I mean, the home button on the current iPhone, right, is, you know, when it locks up, you just press that and it kind of goes back to the screen. On other computers, like Android ones, phones and stuff, they don't have a physical button.
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen. So if the screen goes, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Whereas at least with the home button, you can reboot using actual analog-y feel buttons.
I know.
So I have a problem with that.
I feel like with these companies, they're just overcomplicating matters. Do you know what I mean?
Well, people will buy it, won't they? Though?
They will. It's just a bit like, why? Just let's not get sucked into it.
Well, we were saying earlier, what if you wear a hijab? What then? How does that do facial recognition? Because then that's frankly offensive, isn't it? Because you can't... Muslims, they won't be able to buy one. So think about that.
I know. There's a gap, but yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens with that. We'll see... Well, like I said, the phone comes out in a couple of weeks' time, 22nd of September.
Yeah.
So,
queues around the block.
All
right, what else you got?
Well, I don't know if you saw the story. Basically, down in kind of the Devon, Dorset area, there was this man who had 1950s buses and he did like different bus tours. And it was so lovely, you know, opened up buses for all the tourists.
Yep.
And the people that lived there, some of the people that lived there, were so against it. They were, you know, making a nuisance reportedly. And now the man's been forced to actually end that service. And I just kind of think to myself, it's a seasonal service, only during the hot weather. You know, okay, there might be a bit of noise, a bit of fumes, but it's bringing money to the area.
Yeah.
It's the company actually employed 25 people. There's now 25
people. So who's objected to it? The local?
Some of the local people. The NIMBYs, I like to call them. Those NIMBYs again.
I love it when people say NIMBYs.
NIMBY.
It's brilliant.
they apparently somebody tampered one of the buses at night, which is dangerous because the wheel nuts were loosened.
So who are this rebel band of anti-bus protesters?
Some of the pensioners that live there.
Just like these pensioners go around
rebel
at night
NIMBY
sabotaging
pensioners.
Buses.
that's what's been said. Somebody, a hoaxer, set up a fake Facebook account, pretended to be a councillor who was complaining about the bus service as well. So now the bus service is no more.
Surely the funnest way to rebel against an open-top bus is with a water gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, we're in the UK, so it's going to rain anyway, pretty much. So, yeah. But I just think it's a a shame. I just think, like, some of these towns are complaining, oh, you know, these major stores, major supermarkets taking all of our business, and then you have a local person trying to actually set up something local for the locals, for tourists, bringing in money, and then people are going to make a...
Maybe it's because there's... Where is it? In Devon?
Yeah, it's kind of the Devon-Dorset coastline.
Right. Maybe there's just nothing much to look at. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they just got...
I don't know. So that was.
I had a friend who worked on an open toss. Well, possibly open top bus tour in Canterbury.
Yeah.
Right. Because they I don't think they do it anymore, but they used to do it around the city.
Okay.
And she got the job on that bus, and just used to lie to tourists. She just used to make stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
And just go, well, that's where Oliver Cromwell was sacrificed. What are you talking about? I literally was. That's where King Harold got the arrow in his eye there. Just, there's now a pound land there. And nobody ever complained. I mean, this is just, busfuls of tourists from foreign climes who had no idea and have gone home and go, we saw where Harold was shot. There's a pound land there now. So I think that's, you're never going to know.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe, why not? Just mix it up a little bit.
Fake bus tour.
Bus tour.
All right, okay, what paper are we going to now?
Well, the Metro on page 19, I think it is. There's just like a little brief story of this 13-year-old boy who's earned a first-class honours degree in maths.
Yeah.
He studied it in his own time, and he's now going to plan to do his master's. And I just kind of
think... Sorry, what?
He's 13 years
old. 13?
13.
Right.
Wang Pok Lo from Edinburgh, 13-year-old, doing it his own time, doing it part-time... And you just kind of think, I don't know, do you know what? Round of applause to him, do you know what I mean? But I just kind of think, is he not a little bit too young? I'm hoping he doesn't do full-time education at this stage. I think he's just not mature enough, not developed enough.
Really?
To go to full-time education at university.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Most people who go to university at the age of 18 aren't yet mature enough to go.
When they leave, they're still not mature enough. Snowflakes.
But you
get that occasion, don't you? These sort of child geniuses, I suppose, who are way more advanced in a subject than, you know. I mean, maths was really my weakest point. So I stare. I look at my 7-year-old's maths homework.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means. I mean, I just look at it and I'm just going, I haven't... Can you help me with this? No.
Apparently
I don't know what it means.
They like teach it in different ways. So even if you get to the same end goal, apparently they now in schools they teach things in like different ways. And I'm just like
I'm gonna see if the 13-year-old there is available for hire. Because he could come around and just sort of help with the homework.
Yeah, he could do some kind of like...
He's got to pay his way through uni somehow, and that's like $9,000 or something, isn't it? So,
yeah,
there you go.
No, so fair play to him. I mean, like I say, he's 13, he's going to do a master's. I'm just hoping, just for the psychological aspect of it, that he's not going to go straight to uni full time.
Well, if he's going to do a master's, that must mean he's done an undergrad first.
Yeah, so he did a first class honours. Yeah.
So he's already been to university.
But he was doing it part-time.
I see.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just a bit like, the kind of mothering aspect within me.
That's
a bit
the
like,
point as well, because he can't legally work until he's, what is it, 15, 16?
He's still got a paper round.
Yeah, it's a bit of a waste.
You're wasting your degree, mate.
Yeah.
I've got a master's in applied mathematics. Chill up and deliver that. On your bike, let's go.
You got the wrong house number, ironically.
Deliveroo kid, come here. He's probably too young for that as well. By the way, Jeremy, apropos of our chat about the iPhone facial recognition, Jeremy's been in touch on Twitter here. He says, hang on, what about twins?
It's a good point.
Identical twins.
Especially as one is always evil.
Yeah, exactly. What if the evil twin steals the phone of the good twin? Oh, no. And then he's put, obviously, not Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, but other twins.
Well, we're speaking to someone on that, so we can put all these questions.
We certainly are. If you've got a question about how facial recognition is going to work with twins or people in full face veils, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And we'll put it to our guest in the next half an hour or so when we do talk in detail about the launch of the new iPhone X, as I am insisting on calling it, even though they might be calling it 10. Candice, thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
Diversity paper review, reminders of your diversity.
Brown female.
Thank you. So, here's what's on the way. Well, many things. First of all, there is a game later in the show of dead or alive. A list of things from the news and so forth. But are they dead or alive? That's today's quiz element catered for. We'll also be finding out the opinions of drunk people in our feature Alco Vox Pops. We've been out and put microphones in the faces, not of just people in the street, like a normal Vox Pop, but of people late at night falling out of pubs and clubs and bars. We bring you a best of all special. What do drunk people think of the week's news? Alco Vox Pops is on the way. There is also the big debate at three, of course, work experience punditry. Today, Ricky, our work experience, will be going through the hipster nonsense. And after the news, Justin Hawkins, out of Off of the Darkness, chatting about the new album, single and tour. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Headline hijack next. Who, Cornelius, has made up the news?
It's Arthur.
And where's Arthur from?
Belfast.
Arthur in Belfast, you're today's headline hijacker. Congratulations. News is next.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangey-fied for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, continues Monday at 9 on ITV. Catch up on the ITV Hub.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster?
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got a wide range of trade quality building products, all at great trade prices. In September, we've got a brand new range of top brand boilers in stock from the likes of Baxi, Potterton, Vakera, Ravenheat, Ideal and Valent, with an even bigger range available to order next day. For more information, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The Renault scrappage scheme is now on. You could save thousands on a brand new Renault. So say au revoir to your old car. Model exclusions apply. Eligibility criteria apply. Visit renault.co.uk/scrappage.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Yes, it is, and a very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. I'm John Holmes, and Toby has got the latest news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, botched surgery victim set for huge payout. Unison refuses to back illegal strikes. A new iPhone received badly.
Talk Radio.
A private healthcare company has agreed to pay more than £27 million into a compensation fund for victims of rogue breast surgeon Ian Paterson. Talk Radio's Robin Schoenhofer has the story.
Up to 750 people will be entitled to a share of the payout after being treated by Spire Hospitals in the West Midlands. Paterson carried out hundreds of botched operations for them and many more for the NHS, which has already paid out almost £18 million in damages and costs. The disgraced surgeon was jailed for 15 years in April before having his sentence raised to 20 years in August.
The Assistant General Secretary of Unison has exclusively told Talk Radio they're a long way away from considering illegal strikes by public sector workers over their pay. It follows Unite leader Len McCluskey's claims that some may break the law in pursuit of a fair rise across the sector, even if it meant going to prison. But Unison's Christina McEnany told John Holmes they don't agree with that sentiment yet.
Our members don't want us to stand here and grandstand about strike action.
Would it be legal? Would it be legal strike action, though?
If we call a strike, we want to make sure that we can get 50% of our members
to make it legal.
To make it legal, yeah. That, I mean, why wouldn't you want to?
Yesterday, the government announced a below-inflation rise for police and prison workers only. The European Commission president says Britain will soon regret leaving the EU. In a speech, Jean-Claude Juncker insisted Europe will keep going and suggested more countries will be brought into the euro currency and the EU could even create its own army. Former Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg has revealed his son has been fighting blood cancer. 15-year-old Antonio was diagnosed with Hodgkin lymphoma in September last year. And shares in Apple fell slightly following the launch of its new iPhone X last night. The tech giant's latest handset received a mixed response from experts, with some questioning the price tag of at least £999.
X, iPhone X.
Well, 10.
X.
It's the iPhone X.
It's not
10.
I'm not having it. There wasn't a 9.
Well, no, but it's the 10th anniversary.
Don't care. So, say 10 then. Say what you mean. X.
I did say 10.
No, not you. Them.
But they did
X.
say 10.
X.
That means they must have skipped a year when they didn't bring out a new iPhone.
I don't think there was new iPhones every year right at the start, were there?
Well, if it's the 10th year and they're up to...
Because they initially had the iPhone, and then it was the iPhone 3G, wasn't it? And then it was the iPhone 3GS, and then it was the iPhone 4. So they never had an iPhone 2.
There should be an app that teaches them to count. We'll be talking iPhone with an iPhone expert very
shortly.
I
heard you can get one of them on Samsung.
Weather, is it?
Yes.
Toby's got the weather now. It's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
The strongest winds across the south continuing to ease this afternoon. Some heavy showers over the north and west, though, moving eastwards this evening. Highs of 18 degrees Celsius.
Thanks very much, Toby. Toby with us as well in, at half three, well, on the half hour, but certainly at half three today, he will be bringing us today's edition of Bonus News, because the bulletins are only 2 minutes. You can't fit everything into that.
No.
So to cover everything off, animal, vegetable and mineral, that's everything, of course, we bring you animal, vegetable or mineral news. And today's mineral news, and it's going to be at 3.30, Toby, OK?
So can't wait.
Neither can the nation, frankly. That's the bit that everyone tunes in for, as well you know. Right, OK, Tim Humphrey has got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Tim Humphrey. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola believes English clubs can compete with the best in Europe in the Champions League. They begin their group campaign tonight at Dutch side Feyenoord. City defender John Stones is playing in the competition for a second season.
You get that excitement factor of going abroad and playing big teams, teams that you watch for years, like Barcelona. They came to the Etihad last season and we beat them. That's one of the best games that I've played in. So those experiences I can hopefully bring into this campaign and obviously better ourselves than last season.
There's commentary of the game over on Talk Sport. Elsewhere, Tottenham welcome Borussia Dortmund to Wembley Stadium and Liverpool host Sevilla. Arsene Wenger will rest a number of first-team players when Arsenal begin their Europa League campaign at home to Cologne tomorrow night. Jack Wilshere could make his first appearance for the club in more than a year. England have confirmed they'll play Rugby Union World Champions New Zealand next year for the first time since 2014. Eddie Jones' side will also play South Africa, Australia and Japan at Twickenham in November 2018. That's the latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a strange robbery happened in a crystal shop in London yesterday when a team of five, led by a bald man with a harmonica, managed to overcome a number of security procedures based on physical, skill, mental and mystery categories to release crystals. One robber was left behind after failing one of the challenges in the Aztec zone of the shop.
Thank you very much indeed. Toby there with the news and Tim with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. 8 minutes past 2 o'clock. Now, The Darkness have a brand new single out. The band The Darkness. It is called Solid Gold. Justin Hawkins is the lead singer. I caught up with him earlier in the week. Justin, hello? Justin.
Hi.
How are you?
How are you?
I can hear you. Well, this is the modern technology, the miracle of modern technology. Last time we spoke, Justin, you were on a train. I don't know whether you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And it just all kept...
I must apologise
for that.
That was really unprofessional.
Where are you today? On something like Microlite or something weird? What are you doing?
Yeah, no, I'm standing at the bottom of a mountain, but in a room which has no soft furnishings, so you get a nice echo.
Good. A mountain of what? I mean...
It's just a mountain of earth and, you know, snow cap on the top of it, usual... Mountain.
Oh, beautiful.
Mountain.
Good. All right. Well, look, it's lovely to have you on again. I mean, this is becoming a sort of habit. People will start to talk. I realise that every time you talk to me, it is a sort of career high.
Definitely.
For
a
you.
Spike in an otherwise meaningless existence,
exactly.
You know. Great.
Well, look, let's talk a little bit about this because there's some swearing in it for a start.
I think there's a swearing in the first sentence, I think
you're right, yeah. And we'll hear it
and
in
then another swear word in the second sentence of it.
So it's an interesting choice of single release then, because, you know,
it's weird because they said when we were making the record, the label guy came in and immediately earmarked that as a potential single because it's catchy, you know, and maybe because it's got some swear words in it, he probably thought kids love that, you know, they love swearing because their parents don't like it. And it immediately sort of has a slightly rebellious thing to it.
Yeah.
And they didn't mention that I would then, you know, at the end of the whole process of making the album, I would then have to go back into a studio and do a clean version. Could have done with that information at the beginning of the process, really, because while we're actually in there, you know, and you're in the groove of it, I would just have to wait months to redo it. But I've carefully replaced... the SH word with another SH word that's only got O's in it, so it's shooting.
Yeah.
I think I replaced a rude word that began with F for flaming. And then there's another SH word which I replaced with wet, so that the, you know, the bodily function that it alludes to is now the other one. You know, instead of back, it's now front.
Do you know what?
You know.
There aren't many rock stars, Justin, that were putting that amount of effort that you did, and that's what makes me like you.
Yeah. Oh, that's really kind of you. Thanks for that. I mean, and if you can reach just one person, I'm glad it's you.
It is me. I think it's interesting what you said about the record company coming down and going, oh, that's got a good beat, that would make a good single,
yeah.
Because it sort of slags them off a bit, doesn't it?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think it's their job, isn't it? I mean, it's always been their job. And I think what we used to do was sort of, we used to say, oh, this is our label partner, and we're going to tell them how things are. You know, we'll decide what the singles are. Thank you very much. And it isn't like that anymore. And I think even when you're doing stuff on a sort of independent level, you know, like when you're sort of releasing your own records and you're your own master of your own destiny, there is still a conversation that is had, and it goes like this. We think that the single is this song, and they went, well, it's not, it's that one. End of. And that's it. I mean, but you have to trust, I mean, that is their job, and you have to trust them, because they know more about these things than we do. First album, The Darkness, did, we all thought that Love Is Only a Feeling was going to be the big song.
Right.
And they correctly said that I Believe the Thing Called Love was the big song. And we didn't even see it. You know, so it just shows you we don't know.
That's interesting.
What we're talking about,
because you're writing the thing, so you're going for the hook, you're going for that sound.
Yeah, but also like you know what I'm like, I'll put a lot of effort into something like Love Is Only a Feeling. Like I'll write a proper poem, it'll have clever words in it and all that. But the thing that you come up with in 5 seconds, you maybe don't feel as invested in.
Yeah.
But it's the more catchy option. It's the one that has the earworm, you know, because it's sort of naturally sprung up from nowhere and it has a certain energy that you can't simulate, you know, especially not with hours and hours of painstakingly preparing lyrics. You know, it doesn't work like that.
And
I think people who are in other areas of the music industry are better at spotting those things than people who are in bands, I think.
Yeah, it's the step back thing, isn't it, I suppose, and they've got to sell the... I want to ask you about drumming, because you've got the son of Queen's Roger Taylor on this. And sharing vocal duties with us on some tracks as well.
Yeah, he's a great singer and a really amazing drummer, much like his father, in that he does those things. He doesn't sound like his dad when he sings or plays drums, funnily enough, but he has his own wealth of talent to dip into. And I think his drumming style, if dare I say it, it's a bit more modern, you know, than even we're used to. I think you can hear that in the arrangements on the new album. It's sort of got different kind of drumming to what Darkness Enthusiasts are used to listening to.
And how did it come about that? How did you sort of, you know, because I like to think that you rock stars, you'll know each other, you'll hang out in jacuzzis, you know, it's not hard to get in touch with each other.
We put a notice up at the local jacuzzi saying drummer required. Ideally, you know, influences Queen. and then just put a number up there with a few takers. But Rube was the obvious choice, really.
I suppose it would be, in many ways. Look, so talking about tour dates as well, we should do that, of course, because there's many coming up November and December and in London, wider European tour. So, I mean, what's the feeling about getting out there and actually doing it to the Darkness crowd?
To be honest, that's really what it's about now, isn't it? The album is designed to promote the tour, because the tour is that's our bread and butter. You know, that's actually, we have enthusiasts that come and see several shows in a tour. They might come to all of them, you know. It's important for us to make it different every night, really, and that's the challenge. And that's what we really put the work into, you know.
I like the use of the word enthusiasts there, when stalker would be perhaps...
I don't like fans. I don't like saying fans, because I reckon that sounds like fanatic, or it's an abbreviation of fanatic, and it sort of implies a certain madness.
Well...
But I feel like our fans are not mad. They have exceptional taste.
Well, that is true.
Enthusiasts. You know. There are a couple of fans among them, but, you know.
Do you get... I mean, when you see, like, the same... Is it a case of those... The enthusiasts at the high end of enthusiasm, shall we say?
When you see a heightened state of enthusiasm in an enthusiast, you're doing your job correctly. And I actually feel like I tend to focus on the enthusiasts that I see at shows more often, because I want to see them enjoying it in a slightly different way to the last time I saw them, which is probably the night before. that's a good, for me, it's a good sounding board, you know, for, like I'll do a dance and then I'll look over and I'll see how they, and then it'll be like a hmm or a yay. And, you know, and I think it helps to develop the show over the course of a tour.
And what can
and
we?
That's what it's all about for me, you know. So it gets boring if you just do the same thing every night.
Well, you need
to know you're going in the right direction.
Indeed. And last time we touched upon the fact when you would serenade the crowd from inside an enormous Well, I said paper mache, but I think you corrected me. Breast.
Yeah. The chest plate of which flew above. You like that thing, didn't you?
I did very much like
that.
You'd
like to have that as a swing chair in your garden.
If you've still got it and it's free, you know, you're not using it.
I don't know where that thing is.
Come on, it
was made out of paper mache, and I think it may have melted during one of our wetter autumns.
During your red hot performance.
Unlikely.
Look, I'm going to take up no more of your time. It's one of those things. One day, right, we'll meet face to face. Because we're always doing this on the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
And at some point, we've got to consummate this.
I think it's time.
So we need to try and sort that out for next time. All right, look, great to talk to you, Justin. As always, the single, it's called Solid Gold. It's got swearing in it, but as you've been hearing, it's been changed by an expert. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that? Coming over the hill, Van Monster, Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
To some people, this could sound like a washing machine. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like free energy with loyalty days and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
Before you find a car and fall in love, get a finance deal that fits you like a glove. Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first before you fall in love.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk. Car Finance 24/7 Limited are a credit broker, not a lender. All circumstances considered. Representative APR 27.4%.
Car Finance 24/7. Car Finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
It looks like you are a winner of £1 million.
No, you're joking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I am one of them millionaire raffle things then. Oh, I'm shaking now. I thought it was 1,000. I'm getting my zeros mixed up.
No, there's one and six zeros with a dot and then 00.
How about that, Marjorie? Another Lotto millionaire. Get your ticket for Wednesday's draw. Lotto, who wins if you win? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Hi, Mum. What are you doing?
Making fairy cakes.
Can I help?
Of course, sweetheart. Can you weigh each egg to make sure they're between 57 and 60 grams? Then sieve this flour, put that through another sieve, and finally through this really fine sieve. Then count these hundreds and thousands? I like 200 on each.
Actually, I have some homework.
Oh.
People who work at Esso are obsessed with details. Useful if you're a fuel engineer like Deborah. Our new Synergy Supreme Plus unleaded fuel reduces friction to help look after your engine. Esso. Energy lives here. See esso.co.uk for details.
Get up to half price savings on the autumn winter collection at DFS. And for a limited time, you can also get early bird extra savings on selected sofas. DFS.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And, of course, a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £239, the Volvo V40 T2R design NAV Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
4-year personal contract hire agreement with 48 monthly rentals of £239 with Volvo Car Leasing. Offer ends September 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Derbyshire, the M1 going southbound. Traffic still slow moving because of that earlier accident between the Tibbs Shelf services and Junction 28 for Alfreton. In Norfolk, the A11 going both ways. We've got some heavy moving traffic at the minute because of a broken down lorry at London Road. In Branksome, Dorset, the A35 Poole Road, it's closed in both directions due to a multi-vehicle accident between St Eldon's Road and the A338 Wessex Way. All the emergency services are on scene there at the moment. Finally, in Gloucestershire, the M48 Severn Road Bridge still got speed restrictions in place due to the high winds. I'm Luke Duffy.
Paddy's Voyage Shiraz Mourvèdre and Chardonnay Pinot Grigio. Just £5.29 each at the co-op.
Buster!
Perfect for a romantic night in this autumn. Another deal for you from the Co-op. 75 centilitre bottles for £7.29, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus. Please drink responsibly. Offer ends 19th September.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, just went to 25 past two this Wednesday afternoon. And I'm not sure you've noticed, but the new iPhone has been launched. You probably haven't spotted it. It's probably not yet spotted. We're not aware of it. It's not had much publicity after all. The new iPhone is out. Very futuristic, apparently. It's got a built-in calculator and a digital clock. And facial recognition, so that if you're, say, I don't know, a Texas senator and a former presidential candidate, it will recognise you and immediately like hardcore porn on your Twitter account on your behalf. Very futuristic. The new iPhone X or iPhone X has other advanced features too. It apparently will go to Mars at night to collect rock samples and dust and analyse them while you're sleeping and then alert you if it finds life. That's it. Plus, it's the first iPhone to contain a nuclear warhead, which Apple have developed using North Korean technology. There's also technology, and this is very useful, that recognises items in any bagging area, no matter how unexpected they may be. That's going to be great. Plus, there's the option to animate emojis, something which should make the gadget appeal to the childish idiot market. On the line now, Evan Kypreos, editor of Trusted Reviews. Hello, Evan.
Hi, John.
Hello. Are you all, you're all excited by this, Evan?
I am quite excited, yes, particularly by the nuclear warhead feature. You know, no one was expecting but they came out with it. You know, it's one more thing. It was really exciting.
It is. That's the best bit for me. I think it protects everybody individually against the possibility of global thermonuclear war. And that, you've got to commend Apple for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what else? So the big thing that everyone's talking about, of course, is the facial recognition feature. And I'm hoping you can answer some of this, because people are going, okay, fine, but what about full-face veils? What about people who wear a lot of makeup, and then will it recognise them without the makeup, and so on and so forth? What is this technology?
I think there's a lot of question marks around it, for sure. And I think the demo showed that as well, because it didn't actually work.
Didn't work
when
did
they tried to do it. Craig Federighi had a bit of egg on his face when.
Well, that, if you should wipe that off, if you wipe the egg off, it might have recognised him.
Exactly. So. I mean, you know, they spoke a lot about, you know, they've tested masks to make sure it can't be conned and all of this sort of stuff. So I think it's very secure. Whether it's going to be as slick and easy to use as just, you know, using your thumb, I think remains to be seen. And I've heard a few people that have had some problems. Other people say it's okay, but, you know, we need to get this and use it in the dark and outside and with weird lighting and all sorts of things to really try and see whether it works. But it does use infrared, which means it should work at night. It doesn't
It seems to me, and this is possibly because I'm not that much of a gadget freak, but it's a sort of pointless bit of technology. You know, it's just unlocking a phone, which you can do in a variety of ways. Why do we need it?
Well, I think that the key is the home button has gone. You know, that iconic feature that everyone is so used to is gone now. So there are two options. One was to put the fingerprint sensor on the back or on the side, which some phones have done, other competitors. And the other thing is to use something totally different, like face recognition. Right. And that's been used in the past, but it's never worked very well.
Right, OK. So but it's a leap ahead in that sort of facial recognition technology is what they're getting.
Yes, basically,
I have a problem with the home button going as well, and I'll tell you for why, Evan, because there are other gadgets in the house, right, which don't have the home button. So you'd like a Kindle Fire, for instance. Yeah. If that goes wrong, or an Android phone goes a bit wrong, there's no physical hard button to reset it. If the screen goes wrong, you can't press it. Do you know what I mean? It seems to me there's an input. I've had trouble with that before, where you go, I need to reset this back to the, but then the screen's not registering it.
Yeah, the button always feels that like that safe haven, doesn't it? Yeah. Anything goes wrong, you press that button and you'll go back to the home page and everything will be sorted. You can still turn the phone on and off using the side button, but I think it's going to be missed. It's going to take some time to get used to not having that physical button that you press, you know, 100 times a day probably to get access to your phone and do different things.
So what else? Well, let's talk about because the other headline grabber is animated poo emojis. Who's going to pay £1,000 for that?
Well, I mean, I already have. I've ordered about 30 of those. Yeah, I mean, it's exciting to some areas of the market, probably the people that also go and watch the Emoji Movie. Oh, I'm certainly not one of them. but I think it's one of those little kind of nice-to-have features and kind of change the things. I think it's, you know, I don't think it's going to change the world in any significant way at all.
So what is the big leap ahead? It's the technology inside it, the computing power, the infrared camera you mentioned. So what is the great leap that they've been crowing about?
So I think there's a couple of things. One is the front screen, the whole of the front being a screen, which is, you know, something that people like Samsung and LG have already done. But it makes a phone, you know, it almost feels like a tablet. You get a massive screen on a phone you can still use with one hand, and that's really, really handy. You know, it means you can be more productive on it if you want to do work. It means that if you want to watch a movie on the go or on the train, you're getting a much better experience out of it. And it's also a much more impressive screen because it's an OLED screen, which means there's better colours. It kind of looks much better in dark scenes and things like that. So there are some impressive changes there. The rear camera as well sounds like it's going to be really impressive. So you've got optical image stabilization on both of the cameras, and that kind of helps with low light performance. So that's the kind of thing that phones really struggle with trying, you know, if you're in a dark bar or a restaurant and you're trying to take some decent snaps, they tend to get really noisy and horrible. That's really going to help with that.
Okay.
There's wireless charging as well, isn't there?
There is. Again, not the most, you know, groundbreaking feature. It's been around since...
I've never heard of this.
2014, 2015. I mean, IKEA have already brought out tables last year with wireless charging.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yes, of course.
So it's been around for a little while. It's using the Qi standard, which is quite good, because that means if you've got any old wireless chargers hanging around, they will work with that. It's nice. As I said, it's been around for a while, and no one's really kind of grasped it. But then again, it tends to really hit the public imagination when Apple do something.
Yeah, so it's true. Is that true of Apple then? That a lot of what they do bring out has existed in some form or another, but they sort of refine it, and because of the popularity of the iPhone, that kind of makes it a little bit more mainstream when they get involved.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what they did with the very first iPhone 10 years ago. You know, touchscreens existed, but they were all a bit naff, and they didn't work very well.
Yeah.
They created a slick touchscreen interface. But I think what's happened is that everyone's really caught up, and in some cases surpassed. So now, you know, you're seeing things that the iPhone have launched that, you know, other manufacturers launched a few months ago.
Well, you're right. I mean, Samsung famously had that phone with a flamethrower in it, didn't they? That used to set your pocket on fire. Now, Apple have come with this nuclear warhead in the phone. I mean, it's a step on.
It is a step on. And I think, as you said, North Korea will be very interested in both versions of
it. Indeed. Well, of course, Samsung, South Korea. So it all ties in, doesn't it? Evan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Evan Kiprios there, editor of Trusted Review. I trusted him implicitly.
Yeah, he knew his stuff.
What he's talking about. So there you go, the new iPhone X or 10. I'm still sticking with X, personally.
It's 10.
It's X. So, in the next bit of the programme, well, I can tell you that our work experience Ricky is primed and ready. For he today will be bringing us work experience punditry. We will be rounding up hipster nonsense for you. If it's popped up in the world of hipsters, this is where it gets looked at and scrutinised here on the programme. Big debate at 3 o'clock. Drunk people canvass for their opinion on the week's news coming around 3:20 this afternoon, and a game of Dead or Alive in the final half an hour. Just after 2:30 though on Talk Radio, and Toby's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Unison is a long way from backing the idea of illegal strikes in the public sector row on pay. The government granted a below-inflation rise for police and prison workers yesterday and has hinted there could be similar for others in the future today. It led Unite Union leader Lynn McCluskey to claim some may be willing to walk out illegally in pursuit of a fair rise for all. But Assistant General Secretary of Unison, Christina McCanny, exclusively told Talk Radio's John Holmes it's not something her members would back.
If we call a strike, we want to make sure that we can get 50% of our members to make it legal. Yeah, that, I mean, why wouldn't you want to...
But if you don't get that 50%, are you still going to do it?
We're a long way away from that. And I think all unions are pretty much a long way away from that, if I'm being absolutely honest. Okay.
Well, it comes ahead of a vote on NHS salaries in the Commons this afternoon. It's understood the DUP is planning on voting against the government on the issue, which is being seen as a symbolic defeat for the government's policy on public sector pay. A private healthcare firm has agreed to to pay over £27 million into a compensation fund for victims of rogue surgeon Ian Paterson. He was jailed for 20 years in April after being found guilty of carrying out unnecessary operations on patients. Spire is announcing it's putting the cash into the fund, which will be distributed among up to 750 victims. And the President of the European Commission insists Britain will soon regret its decision to leave the EU. Jean-Claude Juncker has also laid out plans to hold a major European meeting the day after Brexit in 2019 to consider the Union's future. Now here's your weather. The strongest winds across the south continuing to ease this afternoon. Some heavy showers over the north and west. Moving eastwards this evening, highs of 18 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. Now, in an hour's time, Toby will be here with today's bonus news. It's mineral news. Mm. Have you begun your search through the heady world of minerals?
Yes, absolutely.
Right, what have you got? A little throw ahead, a little tease. Well, I don't know if there's a mineral you want to highlight.
As you know, I come from a world where a lot of the time I'm covering sporting issues.
Yes, I know.
And I would like to highlight in an hour's time the new chalk that is being used in the world of snooker.
Well, I can...
Why are you laughing?
That's a great story.
I mean, for one, but I can't wait.
I should think not.
For that. Excellent. Toby with us every half an hour, of course. We'll have the latest at three, and then bonus news to look forward to. All the action
is
of...
Is that instead of real news?
No, you tend to have to bring that as well. You have to bring both news to the yard.
I mean, it really is bonus news for everyone,
it really is. And now
bonus work for me.
Yeah, now you've... hinted towards a topic of new snooker chalk.
Yes.
The nation's other radio stations will fall silent.
Imagine how much breath is being baited right now for an hour.
Yeah.
Waiting for such a story.
There we go. And Toby will have it in an hour's time. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back. Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one. The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Radio then in the afternoons, as you are no doubt acutely aware, due to the fact that it probably says as much on the front of your radio or app. That's the modern way. I don't need to tell you. You can just read it for yourself. But what we don't know about is what's popping up in the world of hipster nonsense. And I think the best way to find out is to ask one of our work experiences. It's Work Experience Punditry. And Ricky is with us now. Because work experience, Ricky, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
That's right. How long have you been doing work experience?
A year and a half.
Great. Has it led to anything?
This week I've been in sales.
What have you learned?
I've been selling ads to nice people.
Have you? Do you know where the trade go?
Oh, I know this one.
Mm. Yeah. Come on.
Is it Selco?
Yes, it is.
It's Selco,
isn't
it?
You have been paying attention.
And guess what happens when we make a sale?
What?
We get the drum kit out and go mad.
Do you?
It's like Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
But radio.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Wow.
I want to work in sales.
What does a van monster actually look like? I mean, is it like a transformer? I'm expecting a sort of transformer creature that changes into like a big, great big grizzly bear or something like that.
John, you often act like... We didn't sit through meetings about not talking about adverts.
Oh. Was I off that day?
No, you were in.
Oh. I like the adverts. I'm not dissing them. I'm particularly keen on monstrous vans.
If anything, we're talking about them more.
So this is good. If anything, they should be paying us more money to promote this.
Well.
What's that coming over the hill? Well, it's work experience punditry, that's what it is. And Ricky's got it. And today we are doing hipster nonsense. But hold your horse, or your monster, or whatever it is, because we've got to take traffic and travel first.
Because there are some ads.
There are some van monsters out there that need to know what's going on.
I might have sold this one.
Where to go.
Wait for it. It's coming.
Yeah? Let's go. Okay, we're back with work experience punditry. And today we're talking about hipster nonsense. Roll Ricky's week of work.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh!
To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Calling all early stage startup founders. Are you changing the world with revolutionary new ideas? Then listen up. News UK is launching the Startup Lab to help you supercharge your fresh, vibrant business. By joining the Startup Lab, you'll get unprecedented access to an audience of 12 million people every day. You'll get use of an archive of over 200 years' worth of words, images, and data. You'll also get unrivaled industry expertise, plus the opportunity for Series A funding. Ready? Let's go. Check out newsukstartuplab.co.uk and bring your startup idea to the next level. Find out more and register your interest at newsukstartuplab.co.uk. But don't hang around. Applications close on the 14th of September. newsukstartuplab.co.uk. Let's see what we can do together.
Right now, all Wren kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off. And there's 10% off granite and quartz worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
What happens when you're working first thing in the morning and you find you don't have the right tool for the job? Answer: Screwfix. If you've got an early start or you're working late, don't worry. We're here 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and early on weekends too. Screwfix, here when you need us.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanson Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019. So text check to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's check to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Dorset, an earlier accident on the A35 Paul Road means that traffic's slow moving in both directions between St Aldham's Road and the County Gates roundabout. Arundel, West Sussex, the A27 Chichester Road is partially blocked due to an accident involving a car and a lorry near the Causeway roundabout. Congestion building in the surrounding area there. In Newcastle, Swing Bridge is closed in both directions due to emergency repairs between the Quayside and Pipewell Gate. Finally, on the Euro Tunnel, waiting time of up to 2.5 hours to passenger services at Folkestone due to an earlier incident in the tunnel. I'm Luke Duffy.
Paddy's Voyage Shiraz Mauvais Joux and Chardonnay Pinot Grigio. Just £5.29 each at the co-op.
Buster!
Perfect for a romantic night in this autumn.
Another deal for you from the co-op. 75 centilitre bottles were £7.29, subject to availability. See participating stores for details. 18 plus. Please drink responsibly. Offer ends 19th September.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, a very good afternoon to you. A lot of news going on today. We've already been talking about the launch, of course, of the new iPhone X, or 10, as they seem to think. X stands for, like we're still living in Roman times. There's also the news, of course, as you've been hearing now, headline news on Talk Radio, that Unison have said that they are a very long way away. It certainly didn't sound during the interview that we did earlier that Unison are going to back the call for illegal strikes that Len McCluskey seems to be doing of Unite. So that's going on. There's a lot going on in the news. It's already complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it. Oh,
well, don't you worry. We're here to help. And we do it by taking current affairs and very much looking at it through a prism. And that's the word I'm not going to use lightly. The prism of Japanese poetry. It's like a Japanese prism. And it's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Len McCluskey calls for illegal strikes. He sounds more like Tony Blair.
The news in haiku. Listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Hello. And what's more, I'm not alone, for I'm joined by Work Experience Ricky, who is rounding up for us some hipster nonsense. That's what we do. We get our work experiences. We don't leave them languishing in the office. No, no. We drag them in here, put them in front of the microphone and give them real world experience. Hipster nonsense then, Ricky. It's the stuff that pops up or pops out temporary often, isn't it? In a disused railway arch in the East End of London or other cities that are equally bohemian.
Yeah, I've got a new one for you this week. It's a new fruit, a hipster fruit.
They've invented their own fruit now.
They're even doing their own fruit.
So they're they've used up other fruits in so many hipster cafes. They've smashed everything you can think of to grow on some toast.
I mean, it was a big deal when they went back on the jacket potato. They took out everything on a jacket potato and just had a raw potato. That was pretty hipstery.
Right.
But this is new level stuff.
What is it?
It's called the hipster banana, and it's grown kind of on the east side of America, specifically Maryland and DC. That's where it's hot.
Okay.
And can I read you a passage of this article? It's called the pawpaw, and this woman in this article is tasting it, and it is beautiful. It's like something from 50 Shades of Kiwi. We'll begin. She jams her thumbs into the fruit's soft green skin and splits it open in a doozing. Just suck out the flesh, she instructs, slurping up the yellow meat. They can taste it like a cross between a mango and a banana. Some people taste a little hint of pineapple. She hands me a chunk and it's sweet and custardy. I taste banana pudding.
I don't know why they didn't get you to the audiobook of 50 Shades of Grey. That was quite arousing.
Yeah, I'm quite good at it, aren't
I? Say yellow meat again.
Yellow meat.
Wow. Oh. Oh, there's nothing hotter than that.
I know.
Well done, mate.
I'm really good at
it. You've basically... Senator Ted Cruz will be tuning into the show now.
I can do all the fruits.
Liking it.
Melon.
Wow.
Passion fruit.
That passion fruit.
Apple.
Give me a kumquat.
Say again.
Kumquat.
Kumquat.
Woohoo. And who hasn't? So
this new fruit...
They can't go around inventing new fruits, willy and also nilly.
Yeah, so they're dubbing it the hipster banana, and it is absolute rubbish. There's all sorts of Q&As in this article. How will I know when the hipster banana is ripe? And they say the flesh of a ripe pawpaw, or the hipster banana, will give slightly...
Yeah.
A lot like a peach or a nectarine.
Right.
So they've listed here, in the first paragraph, it's a mango, a banana, a peach, a nectarine, and banana pudding.
Right.
Sounds delicious.
I mean, it does sound quite nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a lovely, mushy fruit salad.
But you could make your own with those fruits.
It's a smoothie, isn't it?
It is a smoothie.
They put a smoothie in a fruit and pretending it's a new fruit.
No, you can't do that. You've got to have a different flavour. It's got a taste of something that doesn't already exist. That's the rule of fruit.
Oh, you know what this is? This is a classic case of hipsters jumping on something which is already a thing. So this used to be grown by the American Indians back in the day.
Yeah.
Or the Native Americans, if that's what you want to call them.
Probably yeah. have to now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that was when it was called pawpaw.
Right.
And the hipsters had jumped on it.
And the way you read it, it was like paw pornography, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I guess it was, yeah. So it's some new fruits coming your way, if you want to try them.
More?
Well, I mean, they've got other names if you want them.
Yeah.
It could also be called the Quaker Delight, the Hillbilly Mango.
That's porridge, isn't it? Quaker Delight, they like porridge. Quaker porridge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that. Maybe
you say Hillbilly Mango nowadays?
No, it's Native Hill Mango. Native,
Native Mango.
What is PC for Hillbilly?
I don't know. Is it the same as redneck, or are they different?
Oh, you can't say
that's
that.
That's offensive to people with sunburn.
Yeah, you're right. Apologies to anyone with sunburn. Yeah.
Do another one.
But no apologies if you're thick American trailer trash. What? What? Yeah, I do want another one. Yeah, hip me up.
So we've had fruits. Yeah. There's now a new form of religion, a new sect of Christianity.
Oh, they've done it
emerged.
Again, honestly.
Yeah.
They pop up religion this.
Yeah,
pop up smash
religion.
All the religions on the toast, don't they? And yeah. Now they've got another one.
Yeah, it's a Catholic hipster.
What, does it take in all the other religions and have flavours of them all?
No, I thought it was just going to be use a condom, but it isn't.
Right.
This bloke on Twitter called Tommy Tiger or Tommy Tig. Right. He's going around and he was tweeting a load about how to be a hipster and Catholic, and he's now got a book about how you can be both of those at the same time. And I was looking into this, and the things that he's talking about this book, it sounds really, really interesting here. He says in his research he found out a lot about the history of beards in the Bible.
Right, okay. Well, he's done his research. I mean, there are beards in the Bible.
Yeah, I guess there are. Everyone had a beard.
Yeah.
That's basically what we know.
I mean, I guess a Gillette Mac 3 wasn't a thing 2,000 years ago, was it?
No, it was the Mac 1 then. but the speed at which they developed them, you know, obviously...
It was Mac 1 AD.
Yeah, to be clear. Yeah,
they had them BC as well, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that... I mean...
He also says he learnt the importance of attending daily mass. Apparently that's hipstery.
Right. Well, it's you can't just... See, they've done it again, the hipsters. They've taken a thing that already exists and just...
Put the word hipster next
exactly,
to it.
And that's not how it works.
And he finishes saying, and I just realised how cool it is to be Catholic.
Right.
Has anyone ever said that it's cool to be Catholic?
The Pope, probably. he thinks it's cool to be Catholic.
They sell T-shirts.
Yeah. Cornelius' phone's ringing. That's not unprofessional, is it? Soap on the Pope on a rope. That came out, didn't it? They sell that in the Vatican gift shop, do they?
I think they do.
Pope on a rope. I'm sure they do.
Well, another
not hanging. I mean, it's soap in the shape of the Pope.
And you rub him across your bits.
Well, again, that's a sort of...
I don't think the Catholics
have been doing that for a long time.
Well, this guy says he learned about the importance of reaching out to priests and hanging out with them.
Right.
Whatever you do in your own time, mate.
Yeah, I'm sure that. I think that's frowned upon. Jesus was a hipster, really, though, wasn't he? If you think about it, that whole feeding of the 5,000 with the fish and the loaves. Put your phone on silent was technically the feeding of the 5,000. It's technically a pop-up cafe, that, isn't it?
And I guess he wore sandals as well.
And that's
quite hipstery.
There you go.
I assume he had a beard.
He did. Jesus definitely had a beard.
Definitely had a beard.
Sandals, yeah.
Mary Magdalene, wasn't it? Oh, no, that's what you mean. Right, so, yeah. Good. Anything else?
Do you want another one?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you another one. This is another one. This is cultural appropriation again.
Right.
By the hipsters.
Yeah.
This time, they've come for your fruit.
Yeah.
They've come for your religion.
Now what they're coming for?
This time they've come for your hair.
Right.
Yeah, the hipsters have culturally appropriated...
Hair.
Hair. Yeah. Yeah.
What hair? I mean, they've got hair. Man buns already.
Yeah, well, they've got issue, apparently, because now... they took over what was the normal hair, short back in size, with a bit of a quiff over the top.
Right.
Mm.
Hipsters took over that, now the neo-Nazis are taking over that, and they're kicking off that they've lost their hair to the neo-Nazis.
So the neo-Nazis have stolen the hipsters' hair?
Which the hipsters already
taken. I mean, it's not the worst
taken.
Thing the Nazis ever did, if I'm honest. So, you know, I mean...
You make a point.
Yeah. So the hipsters should...
They're going to have to trade it with Hitler's old hairstyle. So if you go to, like, a cool place in Manchester, the Northern Quarter, everyone will have Hitler bowls.
Hitler hair and a moustache.
Perhaps the little moustache.
There you go.
They're going to reclaim it.
That's exactly right. They've stolen it from the hipsters. The hipsters should go and steal the Hitler hair.
I just think we just take it back again. What happens if we take a... I thought neo-Nazis had a bald head, shaven heads.
Yeah.
I thought that was the stereotypical view of a Nazi.
Yeah.
with maybe a swastika tattoo.
Paul Hollywood's got a full head of hair.
He's not a Nazi, though, remember, John?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He just dressed as one. I forgot. Just to be clear.
Yeah.
just to be legally watertight.
Yeah.
But I'm now worried that if my hair... I mean, I've not put gel on my hair today, but should I have done, that I might have been confused with either a hipster or a Nazi.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
And I don't want to be either of those things.
Right. What is the middle ground between a hipster and a Nazi? It's a hard... Is it just everyone else? Is it like hipsters and Nazis?
No, you have to just have a mohawk.
Right.
You have to go straight down the middle.
There's a good film waiting to happen here, because we've had zombies versus Nazis and stuff like that, haven't we, in direct-to-video sort of film. Hipsters versus neo-Nazis would be quite a good film. I think I'd probably go and...
What side would you be on?
What side would I be on? Yeah. Well, I'm like, you're on down the middle. I want to neither be a hipster nor a Nazi.
No, you have to be on a side.
Oh, right. I don't think I'd be a Nazi. There's historical connotations there that wouldn't play out well. Whereas hipsters, while evil, haven't quite committed the atrocities that the Nazis are known for.
A year and a half in a war against the hipster.
Yeah.
And you've just said...
Yeah, but given the option... But think about it. While cafes where one can drink a cup of coffee while stroking an owl are evil and wrong... It's not genocide. So I tend to come down on the side. Much as I don't like the hipster vibe, I am, given the choice of that or actual Nazis, going to come down. You know. And if some photographs of me from 14 years ago dressed as a hipster on my way to a party appear, then I would like to apologise for that in advance for anyone who might be offended by
that.
Were
you wearing sandals?
Sandals, a man bun.
Did you have a beard?
And some avocado. That's all I was wearing.
I think I've got one more.
I've got
time for one more.
Very quickly.
Super briefly. There are new Uggs coming out, and they have a flame pattern on them. I know you can't see this at home.
No, they do, though, have a flame pattern.
Boots.
Ugg boots have a flame pattern on them. And apparently they were big in the early noughties, and they do look absolutely horrific.
What, with the flames? I remember Ugg boots being a thing.
They were leather boots with flamey pattern.
Oh, were
but
they
not
were
Ugg
leather?
Boots.
I thought they were...
They were leather, yeah.
I thought, no, they were suede.
Were they?
Yeah,
no,
they were suede.
No, Ugg boots are the ones that look like snowshoes, sort of.
Yeah, that's right.
But they never had flames on.
No, but leather boots did.
Oh, maybe.
So they combined the two. Once again, the hipsters have just taken two existing things.
Oh, this is classic
hipster. And smashed them together.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bag, and guess how much they cost? I mean, unless you've already seen the number.
I haven't. How much?
£925.
Go away.
For some Ugg boots.
Are they like jack boots? Like Nazis?
I mean, I mean, if you were to wear these, would you say they are Nazi-ish or hipstery?
No.
They're a mixture between the two, because there was, there are boots. Hipsters like boots, right? But then there was the burning of the Reichstag. So, I mean, that's got the flames element. So, really, that's a combination of the... Once again, hipsters combining two things. Well, that's what they've done. That's what they've done. Right there, that's what they've done.
Yeah.
All they need now is to fill that with smashed avocado.
Yeah.
And that's like hipster central.
Get your pawpaw in there, or your hipster banana.
Yeah.
You're laughing.
Slop, slip. Your hipster banana into a flaming boot. There you go. You are king or queen hipster. Or non-specific gender hipster.
It could burn in Catholic hipster hell.
There we go. Ricky, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
Now, back upstairs with you, because
the sales.
That van monster isn't going to sell itself, is it?
No, I think it does very well,
actually. It does very well. You're
it does very, very well.
Right. Good. Ricky, thank you. Work experience punditry. That is Ricky reviewing the hipster nonsense. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Leave my microphone alone. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get 8mm oak laminate flooring for only £5.50 per square metre ex-vat. Sold as a 2.22 square metre pack. But hurry, this offer ends 17th of September. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuel received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I'd already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher, but I was pleasantly surprised.
With the claim deadline set for August 2019, text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
You've been waiting for the perfect opportunity. Anticipating an intelligent time to make an intelligent change. Well, with Nissan, the UK's leader in electric vehicles, trade in your car from 2009 or earlier, and we'll give you up to £2,000 towards a used 100% electric Nissan Leaf when bought on finance. The Switch scheme from Nissan. For this and other Switch offers on selected new vehicles, search Nissan Switch. EV leaders based on UK sales volumes from January to August 31st, 17. Offers available to private retail customers, participating dealers only, trading in vehicles registered before December 31st, 09. Up to £2,000 total finance deposit contribution on used Leaf includes existing £1,000 contribution offer. Provided by Nissan Finance. Representative 3.9% APR subject to status over 18s. T&Cs and eligible models at nissan.co.uk.
Back a bit. No. Forward. Bit more. Now. Back. Forward! Wait, forward!
At Valent, we can't help you get your van into the tightest spaces, but our award-winning EcoFit Pure Boilers with their rear flue option are designed to easily fit into small cupboards. And a boiler and flue pack costs from just £750 plus 20% VAT. Valent, with you all the way. Just search Valent EcoFit for more.
Back a bit! Perfect!
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At 1 minute past 3 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Toby's got the latest news.
Coming up, illegal strikes ruled out by Unison, Britain told Brexit will preserve democracy, and Irma rescue effort given funding boost.
Talk Radio.
Unison says it's a long way from backing the idea of illegal strikes in the row over public sector pay. The leader of Fellow Union Unite yesterday claimed that's on the cards as they pursue fair pay rises for all. It follows the government giving police and prison workers below inflation increases. Unison Assistant General Secretary Christina McCanny exclusively told Talk Radio's John Holmes there's no backing for illegal strikes yet, but she understands why people are thinking about it.
Unlawful industrial action is a pretty big step. So we are very much focusing our members who are teaching assistants, healthcare assistants, nurses, go and speak to your local MP and just say to them, this is what the pay freeze has meant to me and my family. People are looking at food banks, payday loans, cutting back on meals.
It comes with the government facing a symbolic defeat on public sector pay. It's understood the DUP is planning to vote with Labour on NHS salaries in the Commons this afternoon. A British MEP has told Talk Radio a speech given by the European Commission president today proves staying in the EU would affect countries' sovereignty going forward. Jean-Claude Juncker told the European Parliament Brexit is not the future of Europe, hinting at closer economic ties and more cooperation on defence among the remaining countries. MEP Stephen Wolfe told Julia Hartley Brewer it was an anti-democratic message.
He wants to effectively see the end of nation-state political parties by extreme funding of
the larger pan-European parties. That means that you will only have a political party here in the European Parliament if you are also in every country the same.
Another £25 million of government money is being allocated to the recovery effort in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Irma has devastated several islands. More than 1,000 UK military personnel are now in the region. More are on the way. And around 1,000 homes are still without power after Storm Aileen hit parts of the UK overnight.
Thank you very much, Toby. Come on, Aileen.
You love Aileen, don't you?
Yeah.
You're like a supporter, like a football fan.
Well, if... Well...
Aileen United.
Yeah, not really. Okay. Anyway.
Are you enjoying creating the news?
I am very happy to have got an exclusive scoop earlier on this very programme.
Leading the bulletin.
I am leading the news agenda.
Yes.
I never thought I'd hear you in the news for that reason, John.
No. I've got lawyers that keep me away from the other bits.
Okay.
So, thank you, Toby. You're back, I know, in half an hour's time with today's bonus news.
Yes.
Which we know has to cover off everything not there in that news, because that's 2 minutes isn't long enough for everything, is it?
No.
So, animal, vegetable and mineral, that covers everything. Today we bring you mineral news at around about 3:30 with Toby, who now brings us the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Breezy and blustery showers continuing in the west. Heavy rain in the north, moving east to Yorkshire and Lincolnshire overnight. Lows of 8 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much. And now here's Tim with the pre-recorded sport on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I'm Tim Humphrey. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has confirmed Philip Coutinho's in the squad for tonight's Champions League group opener against Sevilla. The Brazilian's not played for his club so far this season and was denied a move to Barcelona in the transfer window. Defender Joe Gomez could get his first taste of Europe's top club competition.
We're confident in our own ability as a team, and we know that Sevilla are a good side and obviously going to have their threats and be strong, but I think we all know we're capable of getting a good result.
Manchester City go to Feyenoord with commentary on Talk Sport, and Spurs welcome Borussia Dortmund to Wembley. Roy Hodgson's taken his first training session since taking over at Crystal Palace. He says he's certain they can pull away from the Premier League relegation zone. England will play Rugby Union World Champions New Zealand next year for the first time since 2014. Andy Jones' side will also play South Africa, Australia and Japan at Twickenham in November 2018. And Formula One driver Valtteri Bottas has signed another one-year contract with Mercedes to partner Lewis Hamilton. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Toby. And now let us continue. The big debate is coming next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Still to come then on Talk Radio this afternoon, Sam Delaney with you with Drive Time from 4 o'clock, of course. He's going to be talking about the Brexit delays, homelessness, there's a lot about that today in the news, and how to be happy in the workplace. That's from 4. We still have drunk people for you. Talking about the week's news. You've heard of a Vox Pop. You know what Vox Pops are? It's when we go out into the streets, of course, and ask the general public their opinions, and they're two a penny. But what we like to do is go outside and ask drunk people for their opinions on the week's news. And we call it Alco Vox Pops. And that's on the way. Not only that, but Chloe, one of our team here, she works on the buttons. Hi, Chloe!
There she is. Oh.
She's getting married at the weekend.
Can you tell?
She's getting married at the weekend.
Oh.
And Cornelius, for some reason, Chloe agreed while drunk that Cornelius could DJ at Chloe's wedding. Yeah.
On the ones and twos.
So Cornelius has been working on a little sample mixtape for her this afternoon, which we're going to be playing out for you. Just to give you a... In case those of you who might be doubting Cornelius' skill
worried
on them.
It might be so good that you might fall in love with me and I might ruin the wedding.
On the platters. We will be bringing you a bit of Cornelius's practice skill Before the afternoon is out. Plus, we've got a game. It's quiz afternoon, of course, on a Wednesday. Dead or Alive, we'll be playing before the hour is out.
Did you say the Deckers?
The Deckers.
No one's ever called him that.
He's on the Deckers.
Or on the Desmonds.
Yeah, that's it. So, I used to DJ. I know what they're called. So, that's all on the way. But now, of course, it's time for the important big debate. If you'd like to call the programme to pick up on the debate. The new iPhone has been launched, bristling as it is with new technology. We were talking about it earlier, of course, with the editor of Trusted Reviews, getting all the details on it. All kinds of new stuff on the iPhone 10. What it'll do when you put it next to your bed at night, it will go to Mars while you sleep and collect rock samples. It is that advanced. It's got nuclear capability, the iPhone X. There's a warhead in it that acts as a deterrent to any phones made in Korea, like Samsung. Of course, Samsung's phones have the ability to burst into flames in a pocket, so the built-in flamethrower facility. Apple have gone one better. They've got a nuclear warhead in the new iPhone. Plus, facial recognition unlocking technology, which means that we'll... While phones will open for anyone else, traditional Muslim women are very much out of luck. Apple are calling it the most desirable phone on the market, and that is true, as it's so expensive and so futuristic. But its very design means it comes with the capability to download hundreds of muggers directly into your pocket, who will hold you down while they unlock the phone with your face shortly before kicking you in it and running away. And to cap it all, it's got an animated poo emoji, apparently. Now, on the line, having called Talk Radio, is listener Ross. Good afternoon, Ross. Thanks for calling in. Hi, Ross.
Hello,
Ross. Are you there?
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm all right, Ross. It's been a while, Ross. Are you all right?
It's been a while, John. Are you all right?
Yes, fine. How are you? How are you, Ross?
What you been going on about then?
Well, we're talking about the new iPhone, and to cap it all, it's got an animated emoji, poo emoji. And I understand you've called in because you heard me say the word cap, and you're against caps. You don't like caps of any kind.
That's right. You said poo emoji, and I picked you up on cap.
That's right.
I don't like caps.
No. What is it about? I mean, let's get this down. You know, because you are
go
allowed.
On.
You what?
Go on.
You're allowed to call.
Down and
you're allowed to call Talk Radio on any subject you like. That is the point. 03444991. You have called Ross because you don't like caps. But let's establish what cap is it? Is it like a hat with a peak? Is it that sort of cap? Is it what sort of caps don't you like, or is it all and anything to do with any kind of cap? Let's be clear.
Well, when you were saying about the phone, I don't like caps. You know, when you're talking in capitals,
right?
In a text,
block caps.
I was saying to my mate the other day, he's like, "You come down the pub," and I said, "We'll do," yeah. But it's in caps, and he thought I was having a go at him.
Right. So you don't like block caps. So you want to block cap. You want to block cap. You want to block caps. You want to block on cap. You want block on caps.
Only now, though, but when I was calling in to speak to you,
yeah.
I didn't like the hats on the head.
Right, okay, you don't like caps on the head either. All right.
I'm caps all over the place now.
Right, look, stay on the line, Ross.
Go on.
I want to bring in Andy, who's also now called in. Good afternoon, Andy.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hello. Now, listen, you've heard what Ross had to say there. Yeah. He's very much against caps, but all kinds of caps now. It's growing, you know, exponentially as we speak. Block caps, caps you wear on your head. Ice caps, presumably, as well. Andy,
yeah.
Andy, are in favour of caps, I understand, which is why you've called in. What is it about a cap and what kind of cap?
All kinds of caps, John.
Right.
See, I'm quite illiberal. I'm not that bothered about... trying to suppress people from expressing their emotions if they want to use the block caps, which Ross was just talking about.
Yeah.
But also all other kinds of caps. Caps that go in cap guns. Caps that you wear on your head.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's fair. The ice caps are worth mentioning, aren't they, here? Because let's look at the details. Ice caps, as we know, are caps made of ice that stop public sector workers doing their jobs correctly. It melts down their face, doesn't it, and puts them off. You know, nurses, they can't see because they've got ice melted, run off ice water, that's climate change, in their eyes, they can't see. So ice caps are a problem, and should we abolish them completely?
Well, it's
the
if you've got, like,
oh, hang on, whoa, don't talk at once. Let's get Andy first.
Well, there's the Nazis, of course, that are arguing about the pay caps that they're being subjected to. So what do they know?
Yeah, well, would you happily see a public sector worker paid in ice? Would that be reasonable? Because the government has said 40,000 more...
Only up to a certain limit.
What's the limit?
The cap.
Where would you cap the limit?
At the top.
You top off the cap at the limit?
Yeah.
What about that, Ross? That's not... There's nothing wrong with that, is it? That makes sense, doesn't it? Financial sense, sensible sense. Cap off the top at the limit.
So cap it at the top of the air.
Cap at the limit. Cap it there. Cap it at the top. Not the bottom of the limit. The top of the limit. Where the limit is at the top, you cap the top at the limit.
Which is the top of the air, right?
Yeah. All right, if you like.
Which is what I don't like, John.
Right. But what? I don't understand why. You say you don't like it, but you're not being clear as to why you don't like it.
Well, you're not being clear as to asking me why I don't like it.
Well, why don't you like it?
Well, I tell you. People have, like, slogans on their head, don't they?
Yeah.
On their acts, and it's them that ruin it for everybody else.
Right. You don't like...
Do you only like it to a certain extent, or is there a cap on your hatred towards caps? You're going to jump what? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Is there a cap on your hatred of caps, he's asking.
No, it's unlimited, John.
It's right, that makes sense.
I saw a cap the other day, and it said, me, overacting, probably, and I thought, idiot.
Right.
Let
me talk about benefit caps as well, right? Now, and I know this is your argument, these are foreigners, aren't they? The foreign caps coming over here, Mexican hats, Tyrolean hats, Rasta hats, that sort of thing, coming over here, taking our heads. And that's cultural appropriation, isn't it?
Yep. You tell you what?
Andy?
Yeah, it is.
He's still there.
And that's why there should be a cap.
There should be a cap on foreign
that
hats.
Sounds like you know, it's one of those caps you used to get to put in toy guns.
Yeah.
I'd like to go get one of them and put it into Ross's nostril and then slap his nose shut.
Right.
You got to jump up.
But how's that going to help? I mean, you can't...
not shut him up for a minute.
Well, that's true.
I'm not lazy.
That's only going to help.
I'm not lazy. I just really enjoy doing nothing.
Let's look at the history of caps in general, as is what everyone's talking about today. Alexander Fleming, of course, the scientist, famously left a severed head in a petri dish. When he came back in the morning, someone had put a cap on it, and that in many ways was what popularised the whole movement, doesn't it? It's about blocking something up. Do you know what I mean? That's why we have them now. And
what do you mean,
John? You can't wipe out decades of history, Ross, with your attitude. Ross.
Hello?
You still there, Ross?
Go on. I don't like caps, John.
No, right, okay.
I don't like them.
Right.
They're peaked. Early,
what about these parents that took their children out of school because another child was dressed as a capitalist? Did you read about that?
Yeah, I did.
So this...
Well,
the details, right? So, okay, it's the Isle of Wight. We got a couple of parents and they took their child out of school because another child had gone there dressed as Robert Rubin, the former chairman of Goldman Sachs, right? A capitalist. And they didn't like it and they said it was the wrong thing. They want a cap on capitalism. Don't they? I wonder, Andy, if you think that's the right thing. Are those parents right to do that, to demonstrate their opinion, their view of against it?
I think it's a good idea.
Which bit of it?
All of it.
Right.
Especially the bit with the cap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Any more Hello? Questions?
Ross, you still there?
I saw another one recently, and it says... Who needs brains when you have these? Idiot.
Right. And there, we'll probably leave that debate. Ross, Andy, thank you for calling in. I mean, you know, that's the sort of idiocy that normally belongs on LBC, but at least you've got your opinion away, and that's the point of the programme, isn't it? Ross there, very much against caps of all kinds. He wants to block caps. He wants a cap on caps. Andy there in favour of caps. More caps... Do we need caps of any kind? That's what the question is that the nation is asking. We're doing it on your behalf. You're free to respond. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
03444991000. Do we need caps? We've got hand fans now and beard trimmers. Why do we need caps? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that's the big debate.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. At Wix, we know our trade customers are interested in running a better business. That's why we've launched Wix Trade Pro. It gives the trade access to exclusive discounts, offers and rewards, so everything's always cheaper. Sign up in store, online or via the Wix Trade Pro app today. Wix, let's do it right.
New on ITV.
Andrew and I went out on a date.
Hi.
Hi.
She invited me back to hers.
He poured the wine.
We never said anything. We were just in the moment, you know?
Two sides, one truth.
You have to answer for what you've done.
What do you mean answer for what I've done? I haven't done anything.
Brand new drama, Liar, continues Monday at 9 on ITV. Catch up on the ITV Hub.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Say you're a year into your contract and the hot new phone is released, but you're not allowed to upgrade without paying through the nose. Let's just say you're not best pleased. But say there was a new mobile company, one that lets you swap your old phone for the latest one every 12 months, free of charge, delivered to your door. Well, say hello to Sky Mobile. Sky, believe in better.
Free of any early upgrade, admin and delivery charges. 24-month interest-free loan with data plan needed for each new phone. Trade-in value credited to existing loan. Subject to status and availability. Terms apply. See sky.com/swap help.
New Kitchens and Bathrooms brochure is in store now. Pick up a free copy at your local TradePoint counter to view our new range of Cook & Lewis, Neff, Beko and Bosch appliances. All available to order now. Like the Bosch single fan oven. Just £233. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint! Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have queuing traffic due to an accident now on the hard shoulder, and all traffic is being temporarily held. It's on the M62 eastbound between Junction 26 and Junction 27 around Gildersham. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, one lane closed, slow traffic due to a car fire. It's on the M66 northbound between Junction 4 and Junction 3 for Hollins. And in Cheshire, slow traffic and one lane blocked due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17 for Sandbach. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, you have missed much. Unison were talking to us earlier, the General Secretary of Unison. There was only one of her.
Yeah.
But she was saying that actually the unions aren't in unison, because though Len McCluskey is calling for illegal strikes, it seems. She was saying that Unison are a very, very long way away from anything like that, rather sort of speaking in contradiction of some of the headlines going around today. So that's been on the program. We talked about the iPhone 10, of course, quite a lot with the editor of Trusted Reviews, who was taking us through exactly what's new about it and why on earth it costs £1,000 for an animated poo emoji. So all of that. But the way we approach news on this programme is, yes, we cover it, but we do it in a slightly different way to anyone else. Now, you've heard of Vox Pops.
Mm.
People go outside on the streets, don't they? Reporters, our crack team of reporters, go out on the streets and ask the public what they think about the news all the time. You've seen that, you've heard it, you're familiar with that as a concept. But the question remains, what if you did that with drunk people? Now, normally what we do is we go out at the weekend, pubs and clubs and bars, as the people fall out of them, we shove microphones in their faces and ask them their opinion on current news stories. We're bringing you, it's slightly late this week because it's a kind of best of all special. This was recorded at best of all over the weekend with Cornelius, who went.
Yeah, that's right. I recorded it on the Sunday evening. And I'd pretty much lost my voice then. And you'll hear that I sound akin to Lenny Henry.
Right.
My voice goes that bad.
Okay. Has he got a bad voice?
Well, no, he's just got a very deep voice.
Okay, fine. All right, so not Vox Pops, but Alco Vox Pops.
Hello, Cornelius Mendes. I'm here at Best of All, a festival which advises moderate consumption of alcohol. But unfortunately, some people have not visited Drink Aware for the facts. Now it's time for me to leave the safety of the VIP enclosure to get some Alco Vox Pops. Jacob Rees-Mogg says that gay people shouldn't be allowed to marry and that women shouldn't be allowed abortions. What shouldn't Jacob be allowed to do?
Jacob shouldn't be allowed privileges of normal life if he is going to constrict other people, as in half the population and another quarter.
He should do whatever he wants for the sexual thrill.
For the sexual thrill?
Have you not seen Jacob Morgan Rees? He's a
A woman made the news when she got stuck in a window trying to get rid of some poo. In a sentence, what's the worst date you've ever had?
The worst date I ever had was when this guy invited me to this festival and then he got out a sheet of paper and his phone and started asking me questions.
Are you guys together?
Yeah.
Have you had a bad date, but you don't want to say it aloud?
No, our dates have been amazing.
Every single one?
Yes, every single one. So
nice. Wills and Kate are pregnant with some more publicity. What should they do next to gain attention?
She needs to put some weight on.
He needs to shave his head completely.
How about you leave the royal family alone, because I love them. I'm a royalist. I love them.
Are you royalist?
Yeah, I am a royalist. They're cool.
You're
cool.
Wrong.
Prince Harry.
You're deeply wrong.
Prince Harry's a bad.
Mate, if you were kicked out by
the palace. He got nudie instead.
I'll
play him a bit of strip billiards. Strip billiards? It's never been done.
And there you have it. Drunk people, at best of all the weekend, canvass their opinion on the week's news. Alco Vox Pops there.
Jacob Morgan Rees,
He's on Julia's show tomorrow.
He is, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
We will, of course, play those to him whilst he's waiting for the interview.
And get his reactions to what people actually think of him out there on the streets of Bestival. Your voice did sound odd during that, I have to say. Like, you had lost your voice.
I told you it was very bad. It was quite. It's back to normal today. It was quite bad yesterday. But, yeah, really bad by that point of the weekend.
All right. Well, it's. I hope it's better now, though, as you said, because the weekend is where Chloe, who works on the show, of course. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
There she is. He's getting married at the weekend. Congratulations, Chloe.
Woo! Woo!
Well done. But then while she was drunk, see, this all ties in, she accidentally agreed that Cornelius could DJ at the wedding.
Hmm.
And without realising that Cornelius has never, ever done that before.
Never, that he really... never forgets anything.
Yeah, and he's never
drunk.
He's never been to a wedding. It's going to be interesting, Chloe, but what I didn't want to throw him in at the deep end, so what I've done is got him to prepare you a little, to give you an idea of what you're going to get, Chloe, is we've just prepared something for you that Cornelius has been working quite hard on, it's fair to say.
You know what? I actually spent a good 3 hours yesterday...
Yeah.
Practicing on, I've downloaded Dex on...
That's an app, is it?
Yeah, it's called Mix with three X's.
Yeah.
So practicing on there.
Okay.
And yeah, this is what I've
All right,
come
so this
with.
Is ready for... So Chloe, it's a little sneak preview, Chloe, what's going to happen at your wedding?
Ready.
Okay, there we go. What's your DJ name?
It's Carpe EDM. EDM stands for Electro Dance Music.
Right.
Are we ready?
Here we go.
Welcome to the wedding. Ed Sheeran.
Good,
to get
good start. Good start. Yeah. The club isn't the
best place to find. Is this good so far, Chloe?
Our policy at the wedding is genuinely no Ed Sheeran.
Might have to edit this.
Had to up the tempo to mix it with the next song.
Right.
That was a mix.
It wasn't a great mix, was
no,
it?
No. We kissed, I fell under Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. No one could
deny. Is that good for a wedding? Don't you ever say
I just walked away. I thought it's a bit of an anthem.
Yeah. I can live oh, you got an air horn as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Tim Westwood.
Yeah, we love a bit of air horn. That's totally great.
Yeah,
that's a remix.
Yeah. What was that?
An explosion.
Right.
Tim Westwood uses them.
Okay. You've never done this before, have you?
No.
Can you give us some patter? I mean, it's all very well. It's all very well playing the music, but you know,
it's Chloe's wedding.
Yeah.
It's Chloe's wedding, everyone.
Look, let me borrow the fader.
Okay.
What you have to do at a wedding? I DJ weddings, right? There's certain things you have to do. Right? Is that another mix?
Well, yeah. Listen, this is a good one.
That's not bad, that one, actually.
Yeah, thing is, I was practicing too much. That happens quite a lot for the next minute.
Right. So, will the owner of a Ford Cortina, registration number L468JKP, please move it as it's blocking the fire exit. Thank you. All my stinking limbs, blood dripping down my sunken monkey chin. This is a nice
it's
one for a
wedding.
Is the
car parked inside?
Yeah.
By the buffet.
Right, but yeah, it's
blocking the buffet.
You go straight in.
Speaking of the buffet, you do have to say things like, ladies and gentlemen, the bride and groom have asked me to tell you that the buffet is open.
Yeah! It's Chloe's wedding.
5 minutes till the happy couple cut the cake, ladies and gentlemen. Cutting the cake. What was that? The DJ patter.
The music for the first dance?
Yeah.
Is this the music chosen?
Yeah. No, they've gone for Torn by Natalie Imbruglia, which is a bit weird. But...
Actually, Agadoo.
And then I go Fat Boy Slim here.
This is the first dance. Right.
There we go, and that's the big ender, sort of.
Right. That's great. How was that, Chloe?
That
did he propose to
amazing.
You by saying you've got a beautiful chin?
I
Which presumably, whilst down on one knee, he'd have been able to see perfectly.
All of my chins.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chloe, congratulations. We're very happy for you to get married on Saturday. You've heard now Cornelius's playlist. Which he will be playing for you. So just thought you'd like a little taster of it there. So you can now uninvite him. You've still got time. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
All right. Chloe there is getting married on Saturday. Cornelius will be on the Deckers.
The Desmonds.
The kids call them.
The Blackens.
Right. I don't think you could say that.
Why? The Black and Decker.
Oh, I see. Right, fine. Anyway, it's 3:33, and Toby's got the news on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. As the government faces a symbolic Commons defeat on public sector pay, the union Unison insists it wouldn't back illegal strikes by workers. It follows Unite leader Len McCluskey's comments that that could be an option if a fair deal for all workers isn't forthcoming. Unison Assistant General Secretary Christina McCanny exclusively told Talk Radio's John Holmes they want their members to talk to persuade their MPs to make policy changes instead.
Actually bring home to MPs the human cost of this pay cap and what it's meant for them.
It comes as the Democratic Unionists say they'll vote against the Conservatives this afternoon on whether NHS workers should get more. It's a non-binding suggestion put forward by Labour. A private healthcare firm has agreed to pay over £27 million into a compensation fund for victims of rogue surgeon Ian Paterson. He was jailed for 20 years in April after being found guilty of carrying out unnecessary operations on patients. Spire has announced it's putting the cash into the fund, which will be distributed among up to 750 victims. A police officer who restrained a man who then died is being investigated over allegations of gross misconduct. Rashan Charles's death sparked protests in July after he was chased into a shop in East London. And another £25 million of government money is being allocated to the recovery effort in the Caribbean, where Hurricane Irma has devastated several islands. More than 1,000 UK military personnel are now in the region, more on their way. It's your weather. Breezy and blustery showers continuing in the west. Heavy rain in the north, moving east to Yorkshire and Lincolnshire overnight. Lows of 8 Celsius.
Thank you very much, Toby. And I know you've got more in half an hour, but I also know that you've got more now.
I have.
Because what happens is the bulletins, as you'll have been hearing all day, only contain a finite amount of news, don't they? Because you've got 2 minutes, and you do your best.
Used to be more as well, didn't it?
It used to be 3 minutes. Yes. Now it's two for inexplicable, we don't know, reasons. There was just an email. But now it's two. I think you end up, not your fault, we're just missing stuff out.
Of course.
It was good of you to lead with my interview with the General Assistant Secretary.
It was good of you to create me some news.
If anything, you owe us more.
Yeah.
Well, I'm offering you more. Right. I'm here to bring you more.
Is it bonus news?
Yes.
Is it mineral news?
Yes.
It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Not animal, not mineral vegetable, news. But mineral news.
Animal
vegetable
news.
No, mineral news.
Mineral news.
How much would you pay for snooker success? Pros are raving about a new type of chalk, which is being hailed as the next big thing in chalk tech.
Right.
Tayum chalk is said to reduce kicks and be cleaner than regular chalk. But at £13 a pop, it's £12.55 more than a normal one. Begging the question, is any snooker victory worth such a price? The discovery of boron on Mars has led...
Hang on, back up. So, the chalk story...
Yeah.
So, it's £13...
Yes, for one of those...
For the little cube of it.
It's not actually a cube. It's shaped more rounded than that. You get a sort of rounded segment...
I see.
...of it.
And why is it so expensive? Just because it's a rare chalk?
It's a different type that is cleaner, i.e. you get less sort of dust off it, and reduces kicks, which are a big problem within snooker.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, because I don't know that much about snooker. Mm. What is a kick?
A kick is when... You know when you hit the first ball onto the second ball?
Yes.
And the first ball just jumps into the air ever so slightly. That would be called a kick.
Smashes a light bulb.
But not that high, generally.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
that's a kick, and they don't like that because it's not, you don't then get a true representation of what you intended when you hit the cue ball.
I see, and it's because it leaves a residue on the old chalk,
yes,
left a residue on the ball.
Why do they even use that chalk? I've never got that. So obviously I play pool in pubs, and I've never found that.
Are you just as useless with and without chalk?
Yeah, exactly. I never find it improves my game.
I think it's, again, so that you get a clean connection rather than that kind of slick end of the cue that you'd have without the chalk.
Because it's a shiny surface,
yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So it would just could glance off the ball?
Yes.
All right.
You'd get, you're more likely to sort of slide off of the hitting point on the ball.
Could you use flour?
They do it in weightlifting.
It's not something, well, I believe...
Some use self-raising, and that's cheating.
That's cheating. They've outlawed that now.
Yes, they certainly have. I believe that that's a similar type of mineral.
Okay. Boron.
Yes.
Not that dull.
I was going to say, is it a judgment on my bulletin here?
Is it a new mineral, by the way, the chalk?
No. It's a different type of chalk.
Okay, but it's not new.
It's more a different type of tech around chalk.
All right, okay. I only ask because we do have to do a new mineral alert if one is discovered.
No, not okay. A new... It's still chalk.
All right, fine.
The discovery of
mineral news.
Boron on Mars has led scientists to claim once and for all the planet was once inhabitable.
Hang on.
Music's run out. Just have to...
Shall I keep going?
The
music's
can't.
Not coming back?
It'll come back.
Sort of
it'll
need
come back.
The music.
Okay. Well, we'll carry on then.
We can't.
Oh, I'm finished.
Wait, hang on.
No, not quite. It's just we need the music, otherwise it doesn't sound right.
Thanks. Okay. Shall I start the story again?
Yes, please.
The discovery of boron on Mars has led scientists to claim once and for all the planet was once inhabitable. The study by researchers from the Los Alamos
Mineral
National
News.
Laboratory says it adds weight to the argument life may have existed there. It's no longer inhabitable, due to a gradual loss of atmosphere, like a meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And a young Indian boy is being hailed as the country's next great chess champion after winning not one, but two bronze medals in the Western Asia Youth Chess Championship.
Right.
Rishabh Shah from Mumbai travelled to Waskaduwa in Sri Lanka for the tournament. The 14-year-old was third in the under-14 rapid and under-14 blitz formats. Gold in each format went to Sri Lanka and Bangladesh, respectively. Silver went to Bangladesh and Sri Lanka, respectively.
Why is he hailed as the next great thing when he came third?
Well, I mean, that you would have to ask those who are hailing him as the country's next great chess champion.
Right.
He has said, if you'd like me to add, I mean, this is not within my bulletin, but there were quotes from him, and he has said his dream is to win the world championship. But clearly, given that Sri Lanka and Bangladesh won both gold and silver, and they were indeed the same players from each of those countries that won those prizes, they would presumably be favourite to be the next world champion. But he's still being hailed as the next big thing.
It's fine.
But it's good. It's mineral news.
It's mineral news, which is the point.
News.
It's mineral news.
Yeah, and it's stuff that doesn't fit in the bulletins. We know that animal, vegetable and mineral, of course, covers everything else off, which is why we bring you that bonus news little feature there. And we do it on consecutive days because we'd like to get all pack as much news into this programme as we possibly can.
Of course.
Even the fringe stuff that other people aren't talking about, such as chalk and boron and chess people with an inflated sense of their own skill.
Yeah, that.
Thank you, Toby.
He's 14. Don't wreck his dreams.
I'm not knocking it.
Someone else had a master's degree earlier and he was 13.
That's true. In the news zone. Anyway, thank you, Toby.
Thank you
for bringing us that. In the next bit of the programme, then, you can expect, well, it's Wednesday quiz time, of course. Things on a list, but are they dead or are they alive? It's going to be a game of dead or alive. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake.
For Stand Up to Cancer, we're about to get ballsy with our bakes. We're going to play a little game of cupcake roulette.
Okay, we've only got a few left. Let's mix and mingle them. Oh, God! Oh! What?
I can't even. I'm sorry. I can't even finish that. That is the rankest thing I have ever.
Literally, like cakes falling into fish and chips.
See the full video of my ballsy bakes right now on Talk Radio's Facebook page or on Twitter at Talk Radio.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Get inspired. Sign up now at standuptocancer.org.uk.
Yeah, hi. Can I have a white coffee, please?
Or maybe you'd like to try today's special, which is a café au lait made from Himalayan beans roasted precisely to a temperature of 18.1 degrees Celsius with a triple and a half shot of coffee mixed with one splash of fat-free milk, one splash of homemade goat milk, a little bit of caramel licorice drizzle, served upside down in a mason jar.
With the McCafé range at McDonald's, you'll be relieved to hear you get freshly ground coffee without the fuss. McCafé. Great tasting coffee. Simple.
This Wednesday, it's a £1.5 million lotto jackpot. What would you get your dad if you won?
My dad never really treats himself. He did have a hair transplant at one point. I could get him another one of them.
Lotto. Who wins if you win? Estimated jackpot rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We received over £2,500.
But the claim deadline is set for August 2019, so text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Right now, all Wrent kitchens are half price, with an extra 25% off, and there's 10% off granite and quartz worktops, all when you buy five or more units. Hurry, ends tonight at 10 p.m.
There's a brand new way to get behind the wheel of a new Mercedes-Benz. From now until the end of 2017, we're offering up to £7,000 off the price of selected models when you trade in any older diesel car built from 1992 until 2010. It's called the Diesel Changeover Bonus, and it's another way you could soon be driving something brand new, packed with our latest technology. Who knew it could be so easy? Search Mercedes-Benz Diesel Changeover Bonus and find out about your nearest participating retailer.
Offer subject to availability. Bonuses range from £3,000 to £7,000, depending on model. Trading car must be diesel, EU1 to EU4 emission standard, registered by the customer for at least 6 months. Cannot be used in conjunction with other offers. Full terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a car fire. It's on the M66 northbound between Junction 4 and Junction 3 for Hollins. Elsewhere in Cheshire, one lane blocked and some very slow traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 16 and Junction 17 for Sandbach. And in the West Midlands, one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident, a lorry and a car involved. It's on the M6 southbound. That's between Junction 6 and Junction 5 around Castle Bromwich. I'm Sammy Jolo.
We oversee the commercial and operational interests of Bristol's affiliated football, rugby and basketball clubs. Our business is so much more than sport.
Sage Business Management Solutions support thousands of growing enterprise businesses just like Bristol Sport.
Sage gives us more time to focus on doing what we love, bringing the people of Bristol together.
From accounting in the cloud to payroll and payments, Sage has the right solution for your business. Discover more at sage.co.uk/stories. Be Sage. Build on.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, of course. A lot of news going on today. Much of it covered right here. If you were listening earlier, you would have heard me chatting to the Assistant Secretary General of the Unison Union, who said rather than uniting, as it were, with Len McCluskey's call for illegal strikes, Unison was sort of distancing distancing themselves slightly from it when we spoke to them earlier. That's been running in the news on Talk Radio all afternoon, so you will have heard about that, I'm sure. Boris Johnson is visiting the areas that were hit by Hurricane Irma. That also in the news, of course, clutching an Allen key and a high-vis jacket. That's going on. The new iPhone we've been talking about with experts today as well, finding out exactly what you're paying for with £1,000 on the bill of the new iPhone. It appears to be facial recognition, which sort of makes a mockery of people with a full face veil trying to buy an iPhone or an identical twin. And also, of course, there's an animated poo emoji, so that's got to be worth £1,000 of anyone's money. But there's a lot going on, and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't, Cornelius, which is why we are here to help. It's what we're here for in the afternoons between 1 and 4, let me tell you, breaking down the current affairs and the news to make it easy to understand. And we do it using Japanese poetry. 5-7-5, that's the syllables. It's the news in haikus.
iPhone has no button. Can't wait to explain that to my grandma.
Good luck with that, everyone. The news in haikus. So now it is time for Wednesday's Wednesday quiz, in which we bring you a list of things. And from that list of things, very simply, you have to tell us whether the things on the list of things are things that are dead or alive. So let's meet today's contestant. It's only Katie on the phone. Listener Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hi, John.
Hi. How are you, Katie?
I'm very good, thanks.
Very good. And tell us about you, a little bit about you, Katie, a little bit of chit-chat. Let's have that. What do you do? Where are you?
I'm calling from Brighton. I'm a shop assistant over here.
Oh, OK. Brighton. So down where the TUC... you're the second person we've spoken to from Brighton today. The TUC conference, of course, on in Brighton, as I'm sure you're aware.
Of course.
Good. Look, here's what's going to happen. I've got a list of things, and those things are either dead or alive. It's very simple, because all you have to say is dead or alive to the things. So Cornelius is going to be keeping score, of course.
Yes, that's right.
So if you're ready to play, Katie... We'll get on with it. Here we go. They're dead or alive. So let us start with an easy one. Dead or alive? My Auntie Sylvie, dead or alive?
I hope alive.
She is alive. That's very good. Yep, she's 96. She is now my Auntie Sylvie. She's in a home. Drinks from a sippy cup, but she is very much alive. Good start. Okay, Mahatma Gandhi, dead or alive?
Dead.
Well, I mean, yes, but according to Len McCluskey of the Unite Union, he is, of course, the new Mahatma Gandhi. That's how he said his struggle is similar to Mahatma Gandhi's, his struggle to get fair pay for public sector workers. So Mahatma Gandhi, the spirit of at least, is alive in Len McCluskey at the moment. So Nelson Mandela.
Dead.
Well, again,
nah.
You see, yes, but the spirit of him very much alive in Len McCluskey, isn't it? Because he's also said that he's a bit like Nelson Mandela, whereas Nelson Mandela, of course, fought against apartheid, was in prison for his beliefs for 30 years, and Len McCluskey wants to get some extra money for firemen. So it's a similar struggle. So I'm going to... It's alive, the spirit of Nelson Mandela. The whole of the suffragette movement.
Just to spike it up, it's alive.
It is in the form of Len McCluskey, who said that getting public sector pay rises in line with inflation is similar to the struggle. His struggle, his personal struggle, is similar to that of the suffragettes who wanted to get women the vote. So, yeah. The chances of Southern Trains being able to run a full on-time service after Storm Aileen.
Dead.
Very much
dead.
So. Chances of them doing that... you'll know this, of course, living in Brighton, but the chances of them doing that at all are pretty dead, to be honest. The chances of Southern Trains being able to run a full on-time service before Storm Aileen even got here?
Oh, dead.
Equally dead. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. The 1970s trade union movement, dead or alive?
Ooh. Shall we say alive?
Yeah, in the form of Len McCluskey. He's sort of given, trying to get power back for the unions, of course, in that speech down at the trade union conference yesterday, where he's, I don't know, he's likening himself to Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, the whole of the suffragette movement, Jesus. The Hills. Dead or alive? The Hills.
Dead.
Well, yes. I mean, you could have gone for Alive with the Sound of Music, of course, but no, in this instance, The Hills are dead. The Hills were a family who lived three doors down from my family when I was growing up, and the whole three generations were wiped out in a Happy Families card game accident. I think it was a bit of a row, but... So, yeah, you get that point. That's good. Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer's relationship.
Oh, dead?
Yes. Had a little bit of a row backstage this morning, and some of it was meted out on Twitter as well, I think. So, hashtag no handover on air this morning. Don't know the full details of that, but we were trying to get them. And dead or alive, the flowers that the Rolling Stones want you to send them to their wedding.
Dead.
Let's find out. Send me dead flowers. It was dead flowers. You're absolutely right. I don't think you did too badly there at all, actually, Katie from Brighton. But Cornelius has been keeping the score. Cornelius, what? Cornelius?
Yes, Joe?
What did she get in today's edition, news-based edition of Dead or Alive?
8.
8 points. Congratulations, Katie. Well done.
Thank you.
Yay. Dead or alive there. Len McCluskey special. Len McCluskey, of course. As I say, Len McCluskey thinks he's Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, the whole of the suffragette movement, and Jesus, all in one. That was Katie and Brighton getting 8 points on today's Dead or Alive. Sam Delaney's with you here on Talk Radio next from 4 o'clock with Drive Time. He's in the studio right now. We haven't fallen out backstage, so we are having a handover.
I'm desperate to hear your take on this. I haven't listened to your show, I'm afraid. I will listen back. I always do that.
Fall out then.
No, I listen back in all the ad breaks of my show to your show.
And rightly so.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I've never seen any reason for us to fall out, but I am obviously excited about Avengers Civil War.
Yeah.
That is unfolding here under our noses. We are going to be talking about homelessness. We're going to be talking about the latest power grab.
Yeah.
Good phrase, power grab.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Is this the committee one from last night?
There's two power grabs.
Yeah,
there's a committee one.
Yeah.
And also in the Labour Party, the people who get to decide who does and doesn't get to speak at the conference, there's been a power grab there as well by the Corbynistas. Double power grab day.
Yeah.
Always exciting.
Yeah.
We will be having Susie Boniface, aka Fleet Street Fox, in the studio in the second hour of the show, talking to me about politics. And we will also have a new guest, Hannah Hope, senior bazaar reporter at The Sun, with all the latest showbiz gossip.
Showbiz
gossip.
I know
you're a fan of,
so make sure
you tune in the final half hour of the
Hannah
show.
Hannah Hope.
Hannah Hope.
Give me hope,
from
Hannah.
From The Sun, she will.
Give me hope. Give me showbiz hope, Hannah.
That's
Hannah.
Precisely what she's going to do.
Yeah. Do you know?
I don't want you losing faith in the showbiz world.
I would never do that. I know in the show, the only thing I know from showbiz today is that thingy out of Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
Rebel Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Has won a defamation case for $5 million.
So much money. And I read that, and I'm sure, like you, I thought, I wish someone would defame me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's so much. That's got to be more than she earns for a movie, right?
I mean, on a par, probably now. But that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
It's so much money, and it's worth being defamed for if you can see it through successfully through court. It's like that. Well, we were talking about yesterday, like those monkeys who tried to take that photographer to court.
Yeah.
Imagine how rich he is now.
They've
had to pay him millions, I think. That's how I understand that case, anyway.
Sam Delaney with you with all the details of all of that and more next. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Have a good evening.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.